Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah. Phone number 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. Well, I'm very excited. We have our first celebrity nerd off. Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn, and Pierce Brosnan. No, Dana Gould. Thought I'd just confuse you for one second. Let's face it, good-looking people don't know anything.
Why should
we may know the most out of, you know, we may have a very high quotient of good-looking to knowledge in this room right now. I mean, most radio people are pigs, or oftentimes they are. Or they do have some attractive people and women in radio who aren't any great shakes in the smarts department. I say conveniently, we have an attractive group here who collectively has a pretty strong knowledge base.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in this room's not going to disagree with that.
That's smart, yeah.
So you're correct.
Thank you.
Brian Posehn, he is the huge man you've seen in 1,000 commercials. I'm trying to think. You know, if you saw Brian Posehn, you'd go, oh, yeah, that guy. But I'm wondering if and we hang around with Hollywood hipsters who definitely know who these guys are. But I know that the average working guy might not know who he is. Hysterical, you would recognize him in a second. Dana Gould, Patton Oswalt as well. Also, a deaf frat guy in studio today. We're going to play a spirited round of What Can't Adam Complain About? Yesterday, we played a little Silver Lining, a little You Call In, Adam Makes You Feel Better. We got off to a rocky start, but we got back on our feet.
It's not your game. I think you can get better at it. I think there's a ceiling on it for you.
Yeah, maybe I'm like Jordan in baseball. I might be a perpetual 237 hitter, better than most guys, but never. The greatness.
Mm-hmm. I think your disdain for the game is indicated by the fact that you don't even know the name of it. It was called Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside. That's right. That's right. Well, I got to say, I do not know the address of at least one of my homes. I will not say which one it is. I don't want to seem like an idiot. But I have to check a cheat sheet to find out what the address is. That means either you're incredibly stupid or incredibly rich.
I was just going to say, yeah.
If means you've
17
arrived.
Homes, and
that could be a rich man, poor man thing.
Means you've arrived. Yes, means you're either so effed up you can't find it, or who the hell knows? Do you think Oprah knows the address of her palatial estate in Maui?
She's got to keep it in the BlackBerry.
That's right. All right, Perez Hilton also coming in. Hollywood gossip queen Perez.
Wonder if he'll have any gossip for us on Teresa Strasser and JD. What's his name?
Roberto.
Yeah, we watched last night, the wife and I, and enjoyed the show very much.
Oh, thanks.
And it's on again in 1 week, same time, same
Monday,
place.
10 o'clock, ABC.
How to Catch a Man.
How to Get the Guy.
How to Get the Guy. I watched about the first half hour, and that was, you know, bedtime. But
yeah,
it was very entertaining.
Thank you.
Yeah, we did that thing. I'll tell you, there's that thing. The TiVo is a cruel mistress because you think you have the TiVo set up to record the early feed. I get both feeds. I get the East Coast and the West Coast feed. And then oftentimes you have that, the TiVo set. Well, let's just check it. You always check it about 12 to 13 minutes in. What? The TiVo's not recording the early feed? I think we got it at about 6 minutes in.
Yes, I have the same thing where I have to keep checking and rechecking. I call it TiVo CD.
Where you're, like OCD.
Yeah,
right.
You're compulsively making sure your show is taping every second. Yeah.
Yeah, there's this weird thing, and then every once in a while, it gets bumped for some lesser show, some episode of Modern Marvels I've seen 22 times. The Brick, Man's Building Blocks. Oh, Christ.
And you yell at TiVo.
Yes.
What were you thinking? The football game is far more important than that.
Also, when the TiVo, and somebody's going to have to figure this out, does not know that Monday Night Football runs 9 minutes long and oftentimes cuts off on the last drive of the game. Mm-hmm. So then you have to TiVo whatever shows on after it. Let me, speaking of TV, while I was watching your show last night, I think Martin Sheen came on to do a little The More You Know.
Oh, great.
Yeah, The More You Know.
I can't wait.
Martin Sheen, his topic, talk to your kids.
You should talk to your kids?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I have spoken to the boy thus far.
Sonny.
sunny. So far, nothing. His eyes look like pinwheels. So I'm done. You know, I started to talk to my kid. I talked to my kid on Wednesday when the kid was born. No results, nothing, nothing back at the Ace Man. And, you know, I'm not used to being ignored. I then spoke to the kid on Friday. I took Thursday off. I needed to heal. I spoke to the kid on Friday, nothing. So I said, all right, Saturday, I went over to the girl, because I figured, let's start with the boy. I went over to the girl, talk, same thing. I don't know if they spoke and agreed not to talk, but by Sunday, F it. Mm-hmm. I'm done with these kids.
You have to put up with that attitude.
Yeah. I just like the idea that Martin Sheen, who I just saw his kid on Access Hollywood going out with stripper du jour, and, you know, file footage of him being led from the county courthouse on the drug charges and the dating the strippers and the broken marriages
restraining
and the restraining
order.
Perhaps Mr. Sheen should have spoken to him about some of those things. Maybe you guys only talked baseball memorabilia. Maybe that was the problem. Maybe he didn't talk to him about relationships. How about Sheen speaks to him about respecting women or not? Not being sexually addicted, or how to be a father himself, or gambling, or the many, many encounters with drugs or the cops. Perhaps. Is Martin Sheen the guy who should be talking to us about talking to his kids? Is there anybody lower on that list?
Oh, sweet.
Well, until he became the president. Yeah, you know, because I think about 97% of the American public decided he actually was the president at some point. But before that, he was the Apocalypse Now guy who gets drunk in the nude and bleeds all over
right.
himself.
All I'm saying is to the folks that do the worthless, condescending PSAs, go ahead and figure out who you're going to hand them out to. You know, don't give Cameron Manheim the childhood obesity one. Don't give Sheen talk to your kids. Thumb through your little file there. Well, we got Sheen. We have to pair him up with a worthless PSA. Well, let's see. Oh, give him secondhand smoke. Oh, no. Don't give him
smoking
the
smoking sucks.
Yeah. Don't give him the parenting one. That's farcical and kind of insulting. And by the way, if you're Sheen, knowing that your kid is in and out of the headlines on a daily basis, more strippers, more drugs, more abuse, more whatever, shouldn't you just ask for another one?
Can you give me that smoking one, please? Oh, wait, I smoke.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. There's got to be one on the environment. Come on, people. That's my thing. Yeah, you should get your wheelhouse. I wouldn't want one about a nasally drone.
Please, give me Spotted Owl. I could do
that. Yes, I could do that. And it's not ironic. All right. It's funny that he has the Estevez kid, but he's a Sheen. I bet he may be the only father who changes his name to one of his kids' names. Like, he should, Martin Sheen should start going by Estevez just to distance himself from Charlie. It'd be an interesting twist.
Yeah.
But that's what you hope.
Of two evils, yeah.
Yeah, if you have a kid, I mean, one of them's working, maybe right. He likes that part, but Jesus Christ, he was just walking down the red carpet with some bimbo the other night. I don't mind. I wish the guy well. Charlie Sheen seems like the kind of guy who would be a hoot to hang out with if you were a dude, not the greatest guy to marry. I'm just saying, maybe his pops should get off his high horse and onto his medium-sized horse when it comes to parenting.
Maybe his pony.
Yeah, nature or nurture, you did a horrible job. A horrible job.
Well, I'm looking, by the way, at pictures of
to your kids.
The lovely twins.
Talk to them.
Here they are.
Thank you.
This is Natalia.
Smoking sucks.
Thank you.
By the way, when I was in New York, I stayed at the Trump, and the entire time I kept, Adam, hearing your voice in my head going, this hotel doesn't suck.
This elevator does not suck. This bellhop does not suck. Do you want a turn down service that doesn't suck? We have a continental breakfast in the lobby from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only for registered guests that doesn't suck.
This is what I heard in my head the entire day.
Our concierge does not suck. Those mini bottles of shampoo in the shower don't suck.
Oh, I'm looking at pictures of the twins. Dave's showing them to me, and they look like little angels.
They really, it's amazing. People said Kathy Schneider, your pal, sent them along.
That's sweet. Yeah.
It's amazing that really, as has been described by others, by Ozzy and others, Natalia really does look like Lynette. And Sonny does kind of look like you. It's amazing. Well, how's that possible that they could be 2.5 minutes old and look like
you? I had some work done on them early.
Oh, I see.
Because I don't want to run into that Ashley Simpson stuff where there's all the before pictures and it's so clear. And by the way, I love when they... thank you, by the way, for your endorsement or your compliments of the children. Ashley Simpson, you know... when they get they have the before and the after, and of any boob job, nose job, any job, boy or girl, celebrity or not, when they say to the celebrity, did you have work done? And they go, well, I'm not going to say. Well, isn't that just like, Dave, did you murder your wife?
No.
There you go. That's how it works. Not, well, you'll have to decide. I won't be able to talk you out of it.
I think the evidence will support.
Look, there are always going to be people out there that decided I did murder my wife, and I won't be able to talk those people out of it.
I can't change people's minds.
Right.
People want to believe what they want to believe.
No. No. Like, Dave, did you ever have any plastic surgery?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a decision that people make, and I embrace people's, you know, free will to make these decisions.
But did you have that yourself?
You'll hear a rumor about it. I mean, if I could go 1 hour without hearing a rumor.
Is that how you would answer a question of something you've never done? Let's just put it this way. I've never been to Hungary. If someone asked me, have you been to Hungary? Well, people are going to have to make up their own minds. I'm not going to be able to, people are going to say I've been to Hungary. I'm not going to be able to talk to those people. The answer would be no. It's just no. Why? Never been to Hungary. That's why the answer is no. Now replace Hungary with plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you had not ever had plastic surgery? So, Adam, if you had any work done, that's exactly. They wouldn't get into it, and they'd get halfway into the goddamn question. No would come flying out of my mouth, and then if there was a follow up, it would be, look, if you want to hook me up to a lie detector, or find me the person that says I did it, and I will sue their ass. That's all.
Well, how far into your career can you start getting major reconstructive surgery on your face?
Well, see, for you, my dear,
because this is my concern.
You just stepped over the Mason-Dixon line by being on a network TV show and getting all the publicity and the press over the last few weeks. Now, you can cool down for 5 years.
Likely.
Literally go underground for... Literally. people misuse that. Literally underground. Literally underground.
I have to live in a bunker. Back.
Yes, then you can do it. Darren?
Yes, sir.
You disagree with my PSA?
Yeah, I think actually someone like Martin Sheen, if you're really bad at something, that gives, as long as you preface your statement with, take it from me.
Well, that's a very good point, but they don't do that. They do that, you know, drug counselors do that all the time. Listen, I hit rock bottom. I had a family, I had a beautiful home, I had a thriving business, and I gave it all went up my nose. That's fine. If he'd started it with, obviously, you know who my kid is. Obviously, I made mistakes. Let's not make the same mistakes I made. Talk to your kid. I never did.
Exactly.
Ooh, that even rhymed. Then I would stand up, wipe a tear away, and applaud. But he doesn't do that. He just gives you the very sanctimonious, talk to your kid. Thank you.
Exactly. I agree. Listen, congratulations.
Thank you.
Speaking of plastic surgery, by the way, I wonder if we'll ever recognize number 7, Big Ben, again.
Oh.
Completely rebuilt face.
Well, the good news about Big Ben is, A, he had a helmet for a head anyway. You know what I mean?
Tread lightly, Corolla.
All right,
like to laugh as much as anybody.
No, I'm not laughing, but he was no Rob Lowe in the puss. You know what I mean? Rob Lowe looks like the kind of guy you could hit him with a ball of foil and you would crack his orbital socket. You know what I mean? Big Ben had the big beard, the big schnoz, the big cheek. He had that sort of mountain man look already. He's the kind of guy already looked like you could punch him in the face and it wouldn't do anything to him.
A man's man.
Now, you're speaking of Roethlisberger, the yes. QB for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes.
Yes.
For your sake, I'm glad you weren't here yesterday. It was a big let. You know,
were there tears shed?
People are going to say tears were shed, and I mean, I'm not going to be able to talk them out of that if that's what they think I did. If they think I cried, I mean, am I going to be able to tell them that I didn't? You know, people
is
are going to
be okay?
They're
going
to talk. They'll say what they're going to say. There's nothing Dave can do about
that. Is he on the mend?
He's on the mend.
Sounds like, you know, Jesus. By the way, let me say this. Hear me now, people. You think that number seven's out. No, he shall rise like a phoenix.
Yeah.
He'll be on the field for opening day, and therefore the legend of seven will grow even further.
He's fine. It's an interesting ploy if you ever want Dave to shut up. You just float him something out of the Pittsburgh rumor mill. He buries his face in the computer, and he was gone the entire rest of the show.
Really? You were
yes.
out?
Yes,
I was devastated.
He quit this gig and got himself a job over at LexisNexis, and that's the last we heard of him. He said his head buried in the computer.
He took a little dip in Lake Google and never came out.
He did. He had a 2,000-yard stare, and he was just head buried in the computer, and that was it. There was no talking to him. There was no on the air, off the air, same thing.
So let me get this straight: Metro had to take over.
Yes, Metro had to step up.
It was our best show ever, by the way.
All right, to be fair. Three quarters of the show Dave was present for, so we'll take a quick break. When we come back, are we going to play What Can Adam Complain About?
Yes.
Boy, it seems so early for that. I feel like I need to warm up a little.
Well, so let the callers warm up too. Keep in mind, Adam can complain about dolphins.
What's the number they
call? Beer.
Ah, that's
boobs.
Good. 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-M. Also, Deaf Frat Guy coming in, Billy, 17-year-old webmaster. Let's see if we can find him a date. Mm. Yeah. Because guess what? He didn't go on a second date with the gal he went to the prom
Nicole.
With. Yes. Who he sort of described as his girlfriend.
He alluded to the fact that they were, you know, an item.
Yeah. Are you guys seeing each other? You mean he took a look at his publicist. I saw him somewhere in the corner of his eye. And he was like, well, what do you mean by seeing each other? All right. You got a handful of sweater and it wasn't even on her.
Some people say that we're together. And some yes. people say we didn't have a second. I can't talk them out of that opinion.
All right. He has not heard from her since. So we're going to see what we can do to fix him up with a new victim. We'll do that. Also, what can Adam complain about after this?
Well, all right. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
What up? This is Andy Dick, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Hey, give Adam a call at 1-866-901-ADAM. Ooh, excuse me. Just put a fart in there, and I think that's funny. Hey, if I fart, that'll be funny.
Yeah, there's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show.
This is Jimmy Kimmel filling in. Adam is at the hospital. We're going to carry on with what can't Adam complain about. What would you like to hear Adam complain about?
Teresa's vagina.
I've never seen it. It's like the Osama bin Laden of vaginas already.
I'm going to complain about the last day of school before summer break.
There's nothing to eat. There's nothing to do. The cable is out. Your parents are too goddamn cheap to get HBO.
How could you possibly complain about a stop sign in the road?
Who are they to tell me when I should stop and when I should go? And by the way, if you're going to have a stop sign, what about a go sign? How can we never see any go signs?
Yeah. How can you complain about a stop sign in the road? Who screened that call?
Who do you think?
Big Tad?
Yeah.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
The more you know.
What about
who's
Kimmel,
your dad,
though?
Martin Sheen? I thought that was me.
No. That was Jimmy Kimmel pretending
oh my
to
God.
Be you. And in a way, if you had the gene that would allow you to be offended, which apparently is an impossibility to offend you, well, you might take that as him shaming you.
You know, okay. Well, you know why? Wow, you sure it wasn't me? Because I was thinking to myself, kid, you are on. You are on fire. El fuego. I'll tell you what happened with me. I used to be super downtrodden. I don't have what you call low self-esteem. I have no self-esteem.
What?
Which is different. I really do think there's a difference. Everyone talks about this guy's high self-esteem, this guy's low self-esteem. I have no self-esteem, which people would argue is low self-esteem, but it's really not. It's no self-esteem. You know, people say, you know, that guy was putting you down. And I go, oh, I've thought bad things about him before, too. Or why wouldn't he? Or I assume he would. Or how come you didn't tell us you were going to be on Kimmel last night? Oh, why would you want to watch? I don't understand. If I was home at 11, whatever, I wouldn't be watching me on Kimmel. But, you know, there's a lot of, like, why wouldn't you? Why aren't you? Why don't you? I just have no feelings about it for the most part. That's how I grew up. My parents, like I said, I would describe them not as bad people, but I would describe our relationship as I was a team that they didn't really follow. Nothing against them. Oh, no, we don't want the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to get in a fiery plane crash. We have nothing against them, but we're Vikings fans.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I kind of grew up with no self-esteem, and then that's how I used to be. You know, when I started work, when I was in my early 20s, some foreman who was high on painkillers would yell at me, hey, go to the truck and get my level. And I'd start walking up to the guy's truck and he'd yell, run. And I'd just start running. I never like turned around and went, F you, or nobody speaks to me that way. I would just started running to the guy's truck, got his level, and ran back in my tool bags and jeans. And I didn't think he had anything against me personally. I knew he was an a-hole. And what did I count for anyway? I had no self-esteem. Later on in life, I made a bunch of money, bought a bunch of cars, had a great life. Now it's a different thing. People can say what they want. I enjoy my life. I enjoy my belongings, my family, my whatever. There's really nothing that can happen on the workplace as long as the paycheck's coming in that really bothers me too much.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, I like this because no self-esteem may in fact be better than low self-esteem, because when you have no self-esteem, you're not attached to anyone's opinion, good or bad.
Oh, sure. It's vastly better. Low self-esteem is a misery.
I'll tell you the only thing about having no self-esteem that's a little rough, it's sort of you end up having these relationships with people where they think they can tell you anything, anytime, because you're impervious. We all know the folks out there that, listen, don't bring this up. I'm not telling him. He will freak out if you tell him this, you know. And then the people that are just the opposite. I'm the opposite. I'm sort of like the big uncle that his 4-year-old nephew thinks is impervious to pain, you know, because he's picking the kid up over his head and throwing him around. So one day, while the uncle has a cocktail in one hand and a lady finger in the other, he comes up and socks him in the groin because he thinks it's funny.
Right, because Uncle Adam doesn't feel.
There's big Uncle Adam. This guy's an animal. He's a giant, which is great. He's a strong man. So while I'm talking on the phone, my nephew comes up and socks me right in the groin, and I fold like a burrito and fall to the ground. Once in a while, I get that sock in the nuts. You know,
You'd make like $5,000 on America's Funniest Home Videos if you had shot that.
Yeah, once in a while, you do have that. Is it no self-esteem or not caring or whatever it is? People will come up and just go, not your best effort. Not very good. All right. Where were we? That's right. Time to play What Can Adam Complain About?
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
Does this thing sound like somebody put a bunch of socks in the bottom of it? Oh, there we go.
One on the side complaining about the bell.
Complaining about the bell he hits when he complains. So ironic. Let's start off with an insider. Greg?
Yes.
How say you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Adam?
Good.
Good morning to you.
All right, let's go. I grow weary already.
You're weary?
I'm worn.
I'm your bagel guy that delivers bagels to your front door.
All right, and let me warn all you other guys about growing me weary. That is trouble. And don't even query about if I'm weary, because you're warned. Yes, you deliver the bagels to my house. I gotta tell you, this is like some kind of goddamn cruel joke.
Who delivered bagels to you?
Craig from Western Bagels.
When?
Yesterday.
He just unsolicited
part of our gift, you knucklehead. Remember last week we said we're going to give Lynette food for the whole week?
I don't need to be yelled at by you,
okay.
Ruska.
Just dynamite.
I was trying to catch up.
Let me just explain something. We don't start the clock. Let me just complain before I get to the complaining part of the gig. I won't wax on too long, but I really want to make you people understand where I'm coming from. I grew up with a nutty health food hippie mom who thought that everything gave you either cancer or scoliosis. Those pillows, they'll bend your spine. That was created by the man. In, you know, somewhere in Mount Cheyenne, deep within Mount Cheyenne, the man got together to give everyone scoliosis. So that's where they came up with pillows. The microwave's going to kill you. Everything that's not whole and sprouted and 10 grain is going to kill you. And health food in the 70s blew ass. Do you guys know what 22 grain bread tastes like mixed with unblanched, unsalted, unroasted peanut butter? It just tastes like a seagull crap on a roofing shingle. That's what that crap tasted like. So, and I was hungry all the time, and nobody cooked at my goddamn house either. They didn't cook dinner. I would scavenge all the time. So I would go babysit. I would go into the pantry. I would open up a can of pie filling. I would dump it in with some Toll House morsels and mini marshmallows and just spoon it out of a bowl. I would go insane. I would go to my friends' houses. I would go to my friend's house and eat dinner almost on a nightly basis and go insane. Later on in life, I was poor, and if somebody dropped so much as a crouton, I would dive on it. Now, sweet irony, now I have all the money in the world, and I can afford whatever I want, but I'm getting fat, and I'm shooting a movie, so I have to go on a diet. Now, as soon as I announce I'm going on a diet, my wife's doctor announces she's eating for three and is not doing a good enough job. Whatever you like, get 10 of it and start eating it. And I don't care if you're putting... If you're taking pudding and putting it on top of graham crackers and then spraying, you know, whipped cream and fudge on it, whatever you have to eat, start taking calories in. So as I start buying the 20 grain bread and the peanut butter that hasn't been salted or roasted, my wife is dragging a Farrell's home from she actually had a ice cream when the candy man came over the house and just backed up the dump truck and is filling the fridge full of sweets and whatever it is she wants to eat. So I have to endure that. Then I have Ozzy, as we've spoken about. Ozzy, the Nicaraguan baker, he drops off a pyramid of food on my island every goddamn day to give to Lynette, although she doesn't want his food, so I have to stare. I've been making these proclamations for the last 2 months. I'm on a diet. You know when you're on a diet, you're irritable.
Yes.
It's like when you quit smoking and everyone has to smoke around, you get pissed off. Everyone starts... Now, every goddamn morning when I show up, every morning when I show up out here, there is a bakery section waiting outside in the common kitchen. It used to be twice a week, every 3 days or 4 days, someone would drop off 4 or 5 bagels. Oh, not anymore, my friend. Krispy Kremes. How many dozen? There was like 4 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts sitting in here. Today, And I swear this is mockery. I swear somebody did this. There is a wicker basket with a huge loaf of bread hanging out of it as if there's a photo shoot going on later. I mean, it is now crossed over from aggravating to just out and out mockery. As if it didn't end there, I come home, there are 35 bagels piled up at my house when I get home, along with a whole bunch of muffins and corn muffins. I'm like, I'm screaming at them, what is going on? And by the way, was this all it took? Did I only have to announce to the heavens, stop bringing food and I get buried under the horn of plenty? Is this how it works? I've been screaming at people, stop, I can't take anymore. Ozzy, stop bringing food. It's one thing to say, look, I'm going on a diet. No, I'll not be going out after work to go to the fast food joint. And when I go to the market, I'm just not going to be able to buy the treats. Fine, I can abide by that. People are dumping complex carbohydrates off and simple carbohydrates off at my house. They're physically bringing them into my house, and I've been yelling at everyone, please stop it. Please stop bringing the food into my house. Now, no one will listen. And now we have Greg from Western Bagel dropping off piles of bagels.
Well, on behalf of the staff here, you know, we arranged to have food delivered to you for a week so you didn't have to leave the house. I apologize.
I'm on my way to your house, actually, in about an hour and a half.
Please, Greg, please, with the bagels.
I'll bring you the reduced carb ones. How about that? The alternative bagel.
What's that taste like?
That's either going to taste good and not have so many reduced carbs in it, or it's going to taste like ass and actually have reduced carbs.
I have one that has 10 carbs, high protein.
Uh-huh.
I have one that has 17 carbs,
That one's fat-free, 110 calories. Still good for you.
All right, bring both those. But I don't need 700 bagels. I sent them home with Ozzy. I had them wear them like the Michelin man. He was like a Jewish Michelin man. I stuffed his fat Nicaraguan ass into every one of those bagels, made him walk out of the house. That's all I do is now send food home with Ozzy every day. And here's the other thing, too. There is nothing better. He sent the bagels. He sent the cream cheese. He sent the turkey slices. He sent the tomato slice. There's nothing better than toasting up a bagel, putting some of the cream cheese on there, putting the tomatoes, the lox, whatever. Don't get me wrong. I love this stuff. This is why I'm livid. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
You're more than generous. Now knock it off. Jesus Christ. I screamed at Ozzy about bringing his pastries and his tiramisu over to my house. I said, just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. One day later, he brings a huge slab of tiramisu to the goddamn hospital.
He doesn't speak English.
Alto. All right. I'm sorry. Let's begin. Brian, I'm putting my game face on now. We got to begin. Brian?
Yeah.
What's your question? What's your problem? What's your query?
I want to see if you could complain about the cure for polio.
Well, the cure to things in general. We've talked about this before. There used to be that one kid in the schoolyard that had the short leg and had to wear the shoe with the extended heel on it. And when you looked at him, you felt better about yourself. Sure, maybe you just got your ass kicked in Socko or Smear the Queer or Tetherball. But look at Keith over there. He can't play at all. And it would put things into perspective. Now everyone is tall and blonde and good looking. Everything works. Everyone's cured. Everyone lives forever. And what do we got? One more a-hole in front of me at a red light who doesn't know it's legal to turn right. Start thinning the herd, I say. I miss the old days when you were just lucky to be alive. No one's lucky to be alive anymore. Mike?
Yeah.
How say you?
Morning, Adam and crew, and congratulations on your children.
Thank you. I'm going to give my address out at the end of the segment if you want to drop off some baked goods.
I heard you complaining. You did it pretty well.
Thank you.
I wanted you to complain about perky nipples, and then I had a name for Teresa's vagina.
All right. All right. First, the name?
The Gefilte Grotto.
Kind of speaks to my Jewish heritage.
Bumpy, but effective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down south of the border, I think she calls it the Loco Fish Taco.
Okay, now you've crossed the line. Here's the thing about perky nipples. Perky nipples hot. Unfortunately, perky nipples occur on unattractive women just as easily as they do on attractive women. They happen on my mom's husky friends just as easily as they happen on Teresa Strasser's hot friends and dudes, too. Once in a while, you see that dude at the gym, Brusca-esque over there, big perky nipples on a dude, and you have to focus on that. And whether you admit it or not, you must sort of at least address it in a semi-sexual way. When you see perky nipples, I don't care if it's on your grandmother, there has to be a sort of at least acknowledgement that there's a sexual whatever. You look down, you go erect nipples, and then you go like, ah, gotta get this out of my head. So if perky nipples only came on hot chicks, and hot chicks represent less than 2% of the populace that's walking around, it'd be fine. But it comes on dudes, it comes on your mom's friends, it comes on fat chicks, it comes on everything. So therefore, I'm gonna say no perky nipples because the majority rules. Thank you. Let's see what else. What do we got here? Rob?
Hey, Adam.
How say you?
I say you can't possibly complain about the movie Goodfellas.
I can. I'll tell you why. Because I love Goodfellas. I love Goodfellas. And then I run into people who tell you, oh, yeah, they're movie buffs. Oh, they love Bobby De Niro. And then you go, well, Goodfellas must be. Oh, no, never seen. And you're like, what? Yeah, no, you know, I've been meaning to is nothing. I've been meaning to stop cheating. I mean, how would any of this work? If you told your wife you'd been meaning to stop cheating, if you told your boss you'd been meaning to show up on time for a few years, I've been meaning to doesn't mean jack to me.
I've been meaning to pay my taxes.
I've been meaning to, yes. I've been meaning to is insulting. How dare you? That's an attack. I'd rather you just say you were in a coma for 20 years. But the folks that haven't seen Goodfellas and who want to quickly change the subject, too. You know, okay. What the hell's going on over there? What is that, Rob?
What's that? Oh, that was my car.
That's your car. All right, fantastic. That's a whole nother show. Point is, the people who do that, no, I haven't seen it. And you're like, well, do you like, oh, I love De Niro. Do you like Pedro? I love De Niro. Do you like Scorsese? Well, haven't seen it. It's an insult. And then you want to sell a lesser movie to, have you seen The NeverEnding Story? Yes, I saw The NeverEnding Story. Well, that's right. Don't change the subject. You've not seen Goodfellas, you idiot. And you get to walk away, chin held high, nose in the air, proclaiming yourself a movie fan, a movie buff, a movie aficionado. If you have not seen Goodfellas at least 4.5 times, don't even talk to me. All right, that's it. I'm tired.
That's it?
That was What Can't Adam Complain About?
He doesn't have much energy because the carbs are weighing him down.
Right,
all those bagels
exactly.
He's been eating.
I like some sort of Twilight Zone where the guy grows up hungry. And now, and just, you know, eating. I used to, like I said, when I worked at McDonald's, when they would have me throw away food out of the heat rack because it sat there for more than an hour, whatever the rule stipulated was, I would run to the dumpster and shove things into my mouth. Apple pie and a fish filet, right side of the mouth, left side of the mouth, keistering a shamrock shake, simultaneously with an enema bag filled with the shamrock shake. And now, sweet irony.
Is it a happy meal if you're eating it out of the dumpster?
That's a very good point. I don't even know if they had them back then. I just like to look back on my days at
eating
McDonald's.
Eating the toys from the Happy Meal.
The thing that's funny about me at McDonald's is I never got near the counter. I was considered, and this is what I'm interested, this part of life at the age of 16, was considered a spatula behind the grill man. This is not the guy. His gift is not in conversing with people, meeting people, the customers, talking. He's not a face man. His job is in the dexterous stuff with the hands. He should be searing burgers behind the thing with the rest of the guys that don't speak English. My job was either behind the grill or sweeping and mopping of the dining area, which was awesome during the summer when my buddies would come home from the beach. There's Corolla.
And you would think that you would be a great emissary for the restaurant. Like, this guy loves our product so much, he eats it out of the dumpster.
He shamrock shakes with an enema.
Sweeping a mop. I'll tell you, two lowest points working for McDonald's. Sweeping and mopping the outdoor, the dining area, which is asking people to literally lift their feet up while you go under their table with the broom and then followed up with the mop. That was low when all my buddies and girlfriends and people like that were coming home from the beach at 4 p.m. on a Saturday. The Ace Man is there in his 9th grade graduation, Fred McMurray shoes, giving a sweep and a mop of the outside area and getting yelled at by his husky manager, Ken, that he doesn't have his plastic smock on, the one he was asked to wear when he was behind the grill. Another low point is when a guy threw his watch away. Somehow he took his watch off, threw it on a tray. The tray got turned into the trash can. The trash can got thrown into the dumpster. And it was the Ace Man's job to go fish the guy's Rolex out of the dumpster. That was
also
great.
Also, you could find a snack or two.
Yeah. And the thing is, and now that at the time I found his watch, I gave it back to him. It was just, thanks, and he walked away. I wouldn't dream of doing that without giving a guy $10 or $20 out. No. And you ever look back at stuff in your life where you go, wait a minute, I helped my grandparents' friends move their entire house and they didn't give me so much as an iced tea at the end? Like, could you imagine doing that now? You met some kid, comes over to your house, spends the whole day, you know, raking up the lawn or something, and you give him a slap on the shoulder. Thank you.
I'll go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Jesus Christ. I like to build a time machine so I could kill myself. I really would. It would be worth it. All right, Billy, Webmaster Billy.
Hey, Corolla, how are you?
Looking good.
Thank you.
You're shining like a new dime this morning. You look good.
Thank you.
We're going to, what happened? Anything?
Nothing much.
Just in a good mood?
Yeah.
Happy to be in my presence?
Oh, very.
Fantastic. Hang on to your seed, all right? Because we need to take a break. We're going to see what we can do about getting you hooked up with a new gal.
Nice.
I know things didn't work out with the old one, but I don't know. I don't think she was right for you. I think she was just using you.
She just wanted to be on the radio.
You were just a prom bid to her.
Yeah.
We need someone who is interested in the real Billy.
Yes.
Billy, webmaster here. We'll talk to him. Also, Def Frat Guy, news, sports, Perez Hilton, celebrity gossip coming up. Celebrity Nerd Off coming up as well. All that still remaining in the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more coming up.
Adam Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Web Gopher Billy, I didn't realize that you fancied yourself a radio personality.
I'm explosive.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the opportunity to host the show for the next 12 seconds. Billy Moses, everybody. Take it, Billy.
Okay, I have a couple of things to complain about.
Right. Oh, good.
And all right. The first thing is the metro we have here in wonderful Los Angeles.
This is damn exciting stuff.
Brian, I'm going to come over there right now. And
then what are you going to do?
A truly explosive person would have just done it. Your thoughts on Billy and his performance here today, implosive or explosive?
Oh, implosive.
Shut up, dude. Hang up on this guy, please.
Oh, you really let him have it.
Explosive diarrhea. Billy Moses, 17-year-old webmaster from Rio Hondo High. Out in
no longer.
No longer.
He's dropped out.
No, I didn't drop out.
You got your GED?
I'm getting my GED.
Well, then you dropped out if you didn't get the
I'm in opportunities for learning. It's another
opportunities for learning. Really, prison sounds better than opportunities for learning.
Do they teach you what a euphemism is?
No.
Over there?
Should look that up. Opportunities for learning.
How do you spell that? Y?
Oh, my God.
F.
All right, so you you went to continuation school.
I did.
Again, this sort of No Child Left Behind thing is going to kill this country. Some folks weren't made for schooling. Hand them a shovel, get them the F out of the school so that the kids that want to learn can learn. Billy, you're not stupid. You're very smart. You just like computers.
Yeah.
You don't want to hang out with your gangbanger buddies and get some teenager pregnant. You just want to do, you're meant to fly.
Yeah.
You're an eagle. Mm-hmm. And you can't soar in a bungalow.
Yeah.
Write that down. That's going to be named my second book. This eagle can't soar in a bungalow. So, Billy, we're looking to set you up with a lady.
Sounds good.
17.
Yeah.
Hormones going insane.
Yeah.
You've entered the adult world.
Settle down over there, Billy.
Now, I spoke to you. I thought Billy was a virgin last time I spoke to him, but as it turns out, he's not. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What happened? One time, you say?
Yeah.
Just once?
Yeah.
With one girl?
Yes.
One time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how old were you?
15.
Because the thing is I always think I can spot a virgin. I'm sort of like that cop who says, you've been drinking tonight? And the person's like, ma'am, could you remove the lampshade? I feel like I know just from talking, because I used to do Loveline, obviously, from talking to so many teenagers, I can hear it in their voice. 14-year-old guy who's a virgin would be like, hold on, my beanie came unwound. I have to wind it up again. You talk to that same guy 10 minutes later after he nails one of his sister's friends. He's like, yeah, what's up? Hey, Corolla, Doc, can we make this quick? I got sloppy seconds to get on time.
Here's another person who knows a thing or two about picking up a
lady.
Frat
guy.
Whoa. I got a question for you, Billy.
Uh-oh.
So you lost your virginity, huh? Mm-hmm. What was his name?
All right.
I'm out of here.
It goes out on top. All right, so Billy, I think I can hear it when a person's a virgin. I think I can hear it in their voice, and I heard that loudly and clearly in your voice, but it turns out I was wrong.
Yeah.
Because I have to recalibrate, you now understand. I thought I knew what a virgin looked like and sounded like, and I thought that was you.
Yeah.
It's
this
not
is Billy
you.
Exploding, by the way. Billy, you know, as he
explosive.
Described earlier,
yeah.
There are
explosive.
Implosive people in this room.
Right.
Explosive.
Right.
When he hits
so
the mic, he says
you're
explode.
Definitely not a virgin.
No.
Okay, good. No. Joel?
Yes, I'm on the line.
We have Joel calling in from, I believe it's San Diego. He runs a little company called No Lie MRI. Yes?
Yes, I do.
You use the MRI, the functional MRI machine.
And we can physically see you lying when you're in the machine.
Uh-huh.
Infallible lie detector.
Billy's looking a little nervous now.
Gas up the moped, buddy. Someone's going to San Diego. Because it's either that. Let me tell you something. I'm like a dog in a movie where my owner is hot and she's blind and she lives alone. And the creepy guy from the office comes over and says he's going to hook up the computer system. And I start smelling. And she's like, oh, yeah, Ralphie likes everyone. Believe me, later on, that guy's going to try to date rape her in Act 3 of the movie. The dog is never wrong. That's how I am. I'm like the dog of a hot chick from a late 80s movie who's blind. I'm never wrong when it comes to this stuff. And Billy, I think you're a virgin.
Billy's gotten white.
We're going to find out.
Yeah. So you're ready for the no lie MRI?
Definitely.
All right. Now Joel, I hear, because
yes.
I know what you're thinking, Billy. You're thinking, you know what? I'm going to talk off the air about this. I'm going to come clean. I'm not going out to San Diego to take this.
No.
I'm not going to do any of this stuff.
San Diego.
That's where his business is. Wow. That's where you have to go to put your head in the thing. Now, if you fess up now, I'll let you off easy. But listen, mark my words. If you don't fess up, you will go to San Diego. Otherwise, you will be fired. And you will be put in a no-lie MRI machine, and the results will be read on the show. And the tape of what I'm saying right now will be replayed, hopefully in a best of, and that way I'll be home right now.
So what's it going to be?
I'm not a virgin.
Not a virgin. Yeah. All right, so you're going to San Diego.
Okay.
And you will be put into this device.
Great.
Okay. All right, and you stand by it.
Yeah.
And again, just so we can play the tape back, if you don't agree to go to San Diego and be put into this, you will be let go, which will, you will hear a champagne cork pop from Jack Silver's office, by the way, when I announce you've been let go. We'll just hear pop in the distance.
I don't want Billy to be let go. Billy, this is your last chance.
I don't either.
Please and tell the truth.
You will let go if the no lie MRI comes back and, in fact, you were lying to me.
I'm not a virgin. It's just the only thing is I have to find out how to take the metro down there.
No. We will provide.
Great.
We will provide.
I love you, Corolla.
Yes. I will actually borrow Oswaldo's donkey and get you down there first class.
Great.
But here's the thing, Billy, and I like you. I'm the only one who likes you. Maybe it's because we don't spend that much time together. But I'm the only one who likes you. But if you do not go down there, or if I get the results back from Joel from No Lie MRI, and in fact you were lying about being a virgin, you will be let go for lying to me on the air.
Okay.
All right. You abide by those rules.
Yes.
So
bravura.
Well, there is another possibility, which is that he could find a way to have sex between now and when he goes to San Diego.
Well, what are the chances he's going to find a dead prostitute between now and the time he has to go to San Diego?
No, Billy, you understand what this means, right? Losing your virginity isn't first base.
I know.
You had intercourse when you were 15 with a girl.
Yeah.
To completion.
Okay. Enjoy your last week here, by the way.
All right, buddy. That's it. Now, I know it's very... look, this happens a lot in life. People have a lot of bravado. I had a buddy who went to school in Colorado, went to Colorado State, and his mom came over one day, and he said, John, we're going to take you shopping because you're living in squalor here. And she took him to the Gelson's Market and got $200, you know, two shopping carts, mama coming in to visit. And he stole a pack of cigarettes. And he didn't want his mom to know. This is the funniest story ever, by the way. He cops.
Smoking sucks.
A pack of cigarettes, but he can't throw it on the conveyor because his mom knew he smoked and would get angry at him. So he puts it in his pocket, and as they're pushing their $200 worth of groceries out to the rented station wagon, a guy stops him and says, I know you have a pack of cigarettes on you. If you just give it back, I'll let you keep going. And he says, no, I do not. And he says, I'll give you one more chance to hand me. They arrested him. His mother had to get him out of jail. It literally took him to the back of the thing, and the mom had to go bail him out, follow the cop cars to the courthouse.
Don't make things worse on yourself,
Billy.
Are you getting this? The truth shall set you free.
I'm not lying.
All right, because we will find out.
All right.
Joel, you can ascertain this with your functional MRI?
Sure.
And also confirm that it was a woman.
When he was 15.
And what kind of questions will you ask him?
Oh, just straightforward questions. Yes or no questions.
Okay. We're going to find out on Thursday, Billy.
Nice.
And again, there'll be no begging. There'll be no whatever, because we will play this tape, and that will be the word we go off of.
The good news is you will be fired.
All right?
Okay.
All right, Joel.
Thank you.
Hang on. Thank you. Billy will be out there today or tomorrow, and we'll have our answer on Thursday. One last chance, Billy.
No, I'm not a virgin.
Okay, now remember, you cannot will your hymen away. I don't care how much you think about it or if you put that thumbtack in your shoe. It doesn't matter. You're getting a functional MRI machine. You cannot beat it.
Okay.
All right. We will have the results of this on Thursday.
Oh, nice.
And listen, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll have Bruska apologize to you.
Thank you.
Okay, he's the producer. We'll take a quick break. T, news coming up. What do we have to look forward to?
Yes, well, Olivia Newton-John finally commenting on her boyfriend's mysterious disappearance and possible reappearance. Also, Denise Richards speaking out for the first time about her relationship with Richie Sambora. And how could a striptease go so horribly, horribly wrong that a person ends up dead? All that and more.
All right. We'll
and
be right.
Word on 7.
Right. Yeah, word on big number 7. Also, Def Frat Guy, Perez Hilton coming in with the gossip and a celebrity nerd off. All still coming up.
The movie that I'm reviewing today is The Breakout. Jennifer Aniston is Brock Mayer walking naked.
You should walk naked, yeah.
Yeah, good body.
Mm-hmm. But the face is not so much?
You know, use the pillow, no worry.
Mm-hmm. It's my job to tell you that you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. That was easy. It's The Adam Carolla Show. Coming up this morning on The Adam Carolla Show, Deaf Frat Guy's in the studio to interview potential pledge candidates for Delta Phi Gamma.
Is it true what women want is a half hour of solid jackhammering?
The Hollywood gossip queen, Perez Hilton, is in the studio to dish the latest dirt.
When Whitney would get high, she would have all these lesbian sex romps.
And the celebrity nerd off.
Nerd!
Who's the biggest geek of all? We'll find out later on. Give Adam a call at 866-901-ADAM. This is The Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, it is. All right, well, all that coming up. But first, it's time for Teresa Strasser. Back from her whirlwind tour of Manhattan with the news.
President Bush made a surprise visit to Iraq today to meet with the new prime minister there. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda in Iraq has already appointed a new leader, this according to several Muslim websites yesterday. Here is President Bush commenting on the new Al-Qaeda leader.
I think the successor to Zarqawi is going to be on our list to bring to justice.
Hmm. I wonder it'd be interesting to see if they elected a woman, if a lot of the liberal gays out here would be applauding that.
You mean as the new prime minister?
Yeah. As the Al-Qaeda. Be interesting. There'd be a lot of mixed emotions around here.
It's a guy, actually. Sheikh Abu Hama al-Muhajir. I just wanted to prove that I could spit that out.
Does everyone need 11 names over there? How does that work? The more, and by the way, my policy, the more names you have, the worse person you are. That's why that whole region is horrible. They have 26 names.
Well,
even the guy with the middle name, Billy Joe something, is bad.
It's just a combination of the same four names put into different orders.
Right. It's like your PIN number at the ATM. All you need is 4, and it can go in 50 million possible combinations. Right. That's all you need. It's like if you took John Smith Jones and Larry, and you just mix them in a million different combinations. But it is boring.
Well, so you're saying the more names you have, the worse person you are, and you yourself.
Yeah,
only
all the killers are, you know, Buddy Lee this and Jesse James that.
Mark David Chapman.
The more names you have, the worse you are. Here we limit it to 3, and then when you get the 3, now everyone but me, because we're poor, has a middle name. We couldn't afford a middle name. It was a different time, son, my dad keeps telling me. But the point is when you decide to incorporate your middle name, that's when the killing spree begins. There, they have 24 names. So,
yes.
Of course, everyone in the country is a killer.
Also bad if you just repeat, like, Sirhan, Sirhan.
Yeah, that means trouble, too.
Okay, teens have come up with a new cell phone ring, a ringtone that adults cannot hear because it has a very high frequency. Mm. It's called Teen Buzz, and kids are using it to text each other in class because teachers who are older cannot hear the ringtone. Now, I have the actual ringtone.
Do you? Because I heard them talking about this on the radio yesterday, and they said, we can't play it because it can't be heard over the radio.
I'm young enough.
Are you?
We're gonna about 2 months that I can still
really,
yeah,
and I can get up.
So come August, you're not gonna be able to hear this thing.
This is probably my last day that I'll ever be able to hear this. Let's give a listen.
Well, I can hear this.
You can hear that, right?
Yes.
Apparently, teachers cannot hear this.
Well, is it somewhere in your late 30s, early 40s when you can't hear this? And by the way, there are plenty of teachers, the hot ones that are effing their kids, that are in their early 20s, right? I mean, there's a lot of teachers that are 24 years old, right?
Well, I imagine over the din of the classroom noise, it's probably more difficult to pick it up.
All right. I am coming up because I don't like this sort of Logan's Run crap, by the way. And believe me, this is just the beginning because soon they'll be announcing subversive messages against the old folks in this frequency.
Right.
Imagine that, a apocalyptic future when just the young people are hearing the messages about overthrowing the government. So I'm going to come up, and I'm currently working on it. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to say too much, but I am pretty close, and I'm pretty confident about it. I'm working on a fart that only people over 40 can smell.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I'll say. That's all I'll say for now. But kids, when I'm done, I will rub it in your little freckled faces.
In entertainment news, Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend, who you may remember, disappeared last year on a fishing trip under mysterious circumstances. There's now a story that he may be alive and living in Mexico.
Yeah.
Here is Olivia Newton-John commenting on the rumors.
Well, that's exactly what they are, I believe. Media frenzy. It's obviously very distressing for everyone in the family, and we just miss him and love him, and we'd be thrilled if it was true.
Entertainment to news. Entertainment to news. I'll just call it Entertainment Tonight News. Whatever flew Char the psychic over there during spring break to get to the bottom of the whole thing. And it's great. She's like, he's around nature. He's around nature. He's in goddamn Mexico. He's either in the ocean, in which case he's around nature, or he's on land, in which case he's around nature. I love these sort of foggy half-truths they spit out that go, of course he's around it. He's fleeing. He heard news. He heard news of this, and he's fleeing. When could you make the argument that a guy was not around nature in the country of Mexico, by the way?
I think if you enjoy that, you really enjoy another part of Entertainment Tonight's report where their Anderson Cooper found a witness. And yeah. I don't know if you think he's credible, but let's take a listen.
Have you guys seen Patrick McDermott here?
Well, you know, we think, you know, me and the bartender think, you know, we have the guy, you know. But when we see the pictures, we think, you know, this is the guy.
It was nice to see them head into the chief of police office over there in Cabo San Lucas. It basically looked like a porta potty with four guys stuffed into it and a cork bulletin board. And they're like, hey, this guy's missing. And they're like, hey. I mean, they're out of a Benny Hill sketch. Their buddies are riding wheelies on the cop bikes up
Ozzy
and down the
and three
dirt
of
street.
His friends is what it looks like.
This is Mexican Keystone cops. And they're like, oh, okay, see. And the one guy goes over and gets a magic marker and writes it on a dry erase board, the guy's name behind the desk with the one telephone.
Well, Strasser. If this turns out that this guy is alive, yes. Olivia Newton-John is your next candidate for how to get a guy.
Oh, because I will help her out.
Imagine her self-esteem. A guy makes himself disappear just to get away from
it's
her.
It's like, you know, Olivia, I love you, and I think we have something good together, but on the other hand, I'm in some financial troubles with my ex.
I'm going to fake my death to get away from you.
Don't take it personally. It's not you.
Listen, I don't know why we bother sending gringos over there. That the crack elite Mexican police force will get this job done. If he's there, the Scotland Tard will find him. They will mount up their donkey patrol, have a shot of Cuervo, and go find this guy. Law enforcement.
Denise Richards commented yesterday on how she feels about people judging her relationship with recently separated Richie Sambora, who was now... This is a difficult story to follow. Denise Richards and Heather Locklear, good friends. Their husbands, Charlie Sheen and Richie Sambora, good friends. And now Denise is off with Richie on tour. They're obviously together, if you believe numerous reports. And Denise hasn't really said much about it. Here she is.
I really don't care. People will judge because they don't know the whole situation. You never know what goes on behind closed doors. There's always two or three, four sides to every situation. I get why people have been hurt in this situation. You know, it's not good. We were all separated and all of that. We didn't meddle in marriages and anything like that.
Yeah, get the no-lie MRI guy on the phone. See if we can get to the bottom of this.
It's a little hard to believe, but maybe they were all separated before they hooked up. Who are we to judge?
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
The important thing
is three
that...
three or four or five or six or a gaggle or a baker's dozen or a Google of sides to every story. And whenever I hear somebody saying, wait till the facts come in or people are going to say what they're going to say, I always just think, okay, you're lying. That's it. Guilty.
Well, and our own Brian Bishop here has said that Denise Richards, not hot anymore.
He said he officially would not F her anymore. Yes. He would, however, accept oral. So, baby, if you're listening, there's a bald guy's 23 who gets $9 an hour who's waiting right here.
I, by the way, have seen recent footage of her, and I think she looks amazing, especially for somebody who's just had a child.
She does, but her stock is going down by the day because she's beginning to get crazy. And when hot chicks are 23 and crazy, it makes them even hotter. But as they get into their mid, late 30s and early 40s, when they, right about that age where they can't hear that high frequency pitch and they're crazy, then they just turn into one of the Gabor sisters circa 1972.
Coming up, sex, sluts, and ecstasy.
Thank you.
Okay, a 49-year-old woman in England shot her husband in the chest and he died. Mm. She was charged with murder and came up with an interesting story to defend herself. Now, according to the woman, she was doing a striptease for her husband and using a gun as a prop. Uh-huh. This was all to the tune of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Mm. Now, in the middle of the striptease, the gun accidentally went off.
Uh-huh.
Well, a jury did not buy this story. The woman was convicted of murder.
Well, you should be able to get convicted if you're just really effing stupid. You know what I mean? Whether you did it on purpose or not, you had a loaded gun. You didn't know it was loaded. You're pointing at your husband's sternum while you're dancing to a horrible... She should have done 8 years for just listening to Shania Twain. That's
right,
minimum. Shania Twain, all right, you got eight. That's where we're beginning the trial.
That's just manslaughter. You
right.
didn't mean to hurt anybody, but somebody got hurt.
It's you backing over your nephew when you're drunk. That's what listening to Shania Twain is.
And why not take the bullets out of the gun if you're going to do the striptease with the gun?
That's what I'm saying. She knew. Any song where the chick breaks down and starts talking in her speaking voice, ladies, who's coming up? Oh. Creepy.
Yeah, that is a creepy song. According to reports, Brad, Angelina, and their three kids are back in Malibu. We'll hear more from Perez Hilton when he comes and get the full story on this. But reports are that their compound over there in Malibu has been abuzz with builders and cleaners all week. And at least one report that says a van delivered a huge amount of booze. To the home.
Nice.
Welcome the babies back to Malibu. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that is the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
I'm wondering where Strasser even came up with all those news stories, because the only thing I heard and read about yesterday was one thing. Number seven.
Big Ben.
Listen, a nation sat vigil yesterday, pulled together by a common tragedy. Did anybody get any work done?
No.
I doubt it.
Not Dave Damashek.
The good news is, it sounds like number seven, a.k.a. Big Ben Roethlisberger, a.k.a. Super Bowl hero, is going to be all right.
Dave, this is just speculation, word on the street. I heard that you were so distraught over the news yesterday that you're barely able to fire off 70 emails about your rotisserie baseball league.
People are going to say what they're going to say, and I can't talk them out of it, but all right, it's true.
Okay.
Now, let me just say this. I'm glad, at least right now, it sounds like seven's all right, but seven! Mm. You had your mother and me worried sick!
Yes.
Put the helmet on!
Yes.
And let me say this. Shame on the devil woman who saw fit to pull her car in front of number seven yesterday.
Well,
get yours.
Couple thoughts. One is he's riding without a helmet, which is fine. It used to be a law in Pennsylvania, and then they pulled it off the books. How the hell does that
work? Why
would
they do that?
Because seven said, I don't want to wear a helmet. So they said, strike the law.
Oh, is that what
That's
happened?
The clout he has.
Also, when somebody says to you, look, you should wear a helmet, and you say, don't worry about it. You're now officially cursed. You got the stink eye, and you're now going to crack your head open. It is as much Bill Cowher's fault as it is Seven's fault for running into the car. He told him. He put a pox on him. But number three, four, or five, you are the, I would say, most recognizable face in the city of Pittsburgh. Yes?
Yes.
The other thing,
besides
too,
66
is...
66 Lemieux, maybe.
He's not a small man. He goes 6'4", 6'5". Yes. He's blonde. When big guys are down on the Rice Rockets, it looks weird in the first place. If you see a 6'4", 245-pound guy on one of the Rice Rocket motorcycles, it looks weird just because they're built for the Fast and the Furious crowd, the 5'8 guys that go 135 pounds. So it's weird seeing a blonde white guy on that bike that's huge anyway. Now, no helmet in downtown Pittsburgh? Mm-hmm. Isn't that strange?
It is the equivalent of Brad Pitt wheeling around L.A. People would just follow him and honk their horns.
And right. Isn't it in some of these athletes' contracts that they shouldn't ride motorcycles? You know, basketball players shouldn't play in pickup games during the season because they're so valuable and they could get injured?
Yes. Fortunately, it would appear that number seven, Big Ben, has made a steal.
One more comment on this. I was thinking about it this morning. They talk about Kellen Winslow's son got in the accident. Now, number seven, do these guys always do that on their little quad runners and ATVs and all this kind of stuff? And it struck me, pro athletes, while they're great at the sport that they're great in, are horrible drivers for the most part. They get in accidents, even in limousines when they're not driving, they get in accidents. They get in horrible. And once in a while, you'll do one of these things. I'll do one of these celebrity, whatever, go-kart celebrity, Long Beach Grand Prix, and there'll be a guy who's an all-league football player, and he'll be a horrible driver. These guys are, I don't know if they're too big or they're too muscular or there's something about the hand-eye coordination doesn't fit well, but they ride bikes, they ride motorcycles, arguably worse than your average person.
Well, I think it's also that they do it 250 miles an hour because they fancy themselves as made of steel.
Yes.
Now, I have one thing to say, too. For all you Nazis out there who root for teams like the Bengals and the Ravens.
Yes.
Thrill in the injury to a real American hero like number seven. Bad news, seven will be back, and this unfortunate incident will ultimately add to the legend of seven. Hear me now and hear me well. This will inspire us to a return trip to the Super Bowl.
Interesting. And I only hope, as a football fan, he has some sort of specially modified face mask or helmet that I get to marvel at all year long.
Perhaps you will.
That would be nice.
I would also like to thank all of you who took the time to send your well wishes along during these dark days.
Oh, really? You got those?
Meant a lot. I got several emails from people, and that was very nice. Quickly, as if it matters, the games did go on. You know, the U.S. soccer team couldn't muster the courage. The Czechs treated us like that windshield treated Big Ben's face.
Oh.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, 3-0. Oh, who cares?
Must win tonight for Shaq Fu and his fancy pals from Miami. Sure. They're down 2-0 to Mark Cuban and the Mavericks. And right now, quickly, on the line, we have a Pittsburgh area nurse with the latest on number seven's condition. Name is Mo Damashek. Are you there?
I think it reads Damashek. Mo?
Damashek. Oh, Mo Damashek.
Right, Damashek. Right.
You're actually a nurse.
Right. Yes.
So you know now.
What's the latest on number seven's condition?
Oh, poor thing. Really smashed up his face. Big laceration on the back of his head. Knocked out his teeth. Mo must hurt so much. But I think we know now, Davey, why you're not allowed to have a motorcycle.
All right. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Was he allowed to play tackle football?
No.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking, will he be ready for the start of the season?
Oh, really? He'll be fine. Who cares? Listen, I know your belly hasn't been good, Davey. Tell me how you feel today.
Cut it off! That's the end of it!
Wow. Damashek's number one sports.
Well, he got married. He put a couple pounds on.
Was that what she was insinuating?
I've had a bad belly the last couple of days.
Really?
We'll get to that in the jerk report tomorrow, believe me.
What do you think's wrong with his belly? Bad cooking?
I don't know. He has sharp pains in his belly.
I don't want this to go on anymore.
Wait, she's a nurse. Shouldn't you be concerned, like, if it's on the left side, it's appendicitis?
Yes, we've been... Oh, no, it's not that. We've been through all of that.
I said cut it off!
All right, Mo.
Then it'll be fine.
Bye, Mo.
Bye, Mo. Hey, Mo, yes. Let me ask you, did you work at the hospital or ever work at the hospital Big Ben was taken to?
No, he's at Mercy. I worked at the University Hospital, so no.
Mm-hmm.
Never did, but.
You know, just from hearing the reports on the television, you can kind of cut through it, or you have some inside connections.
Yeah, I know. We have no inside connections. We've been trying to do that, but so far, no. But, yeah, I'll get back to you later, because they're never talking about his knees. It concerns me.
Well, they just said that it was scraped up. Thank you, Mo. I wonder if they're going to bring the helmet law back to Pennsylvania. I'm guessing they do, and in which case... There's going to be a whole lot of bikers that are PO'd at Ben Roethlisberger,
right.
Which is going to be weird. So he's going to get back on the bike with the helmet and then a bunch of Hell's Angels from the Beaver Falls chapter. If, in fact, there is a Beaver Falls chapter, the Hell's Angels are going to be PO'd at him.
Well, what would be cool is, though, here's how you take lemons and turn them into lemonade. If you have to wear a helmet, wear a Steeler helmet. Nothing
more
cooler than that.
Smart. All right. We'll take ourselves a quick break. Nerd Off still coming up. Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn, and Dana Gould. Def Rat Guy in the hizzy. How say you, Def Rat Guy?
Hell yeah.
And Perez Hilton, Hollywood Gossip Queen.
Fu.
We'll be right back with Def Rat Guy after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. If you're going to wake up with a strange, hairy man, it might as well be him.
And look forward to this evening, 7:30, I hear on the West Coast, Teresa Strasser's vagina. A.K.A. the Valley of the Sun. It's the site.
Just
it's
so I
the
know.
Clippers in the Sun.
Will there be concessions for sale in there?
That's up to you,
okay.
My
yeah.
lady. That's
mm-hmm.
your responsibility.
Yeah, it is bobblehead night, though. I do know that.
Stick around. Headed your way. More on the Adam Carolla Show.
Def Rat Guy, I know it's been an emotional morning for you.
These decisions are made behind drawn curtains in smoke-filled rooms.
Right. Wow. Former Teaks alumni.
Allegedly, there's no such thing as a former Teak.
Okay. Well, you're
in for life, except me. Right now, there's an uneasy truth. But...
Right.
Their pledge class next year
right.
will have to physically remove the russets and other things from their colon.
Oh, I see.
Other
forms of potato guns. Well, Def Rat Guy in studio.
Hey,
again,
yeah.
former Teak, ousted, defrocked from the frat, and now he started his own frat. Delta Fu Gamma doesn't have a house yet, but has a sizable roster ready to fill the house as soon as he physically breaks ground on it. Don't mess with him. He has a potato gun. He also has a website, thedeffratguy.com. You can get yourself a T-shirt or a mini keychain beer funnel. Let the world know you've arrived. You know, a lot of people say, well, driving a fancy car, Mercedes, Lexus, that lets people know you've arrived. But you can't bring the car with you into the movie theater or the library or the church.
Mm-hmm.
How do they know what kind of car you got? The beer funnel. That's something you bring with you.
For the guy on the go.
That's
There's
right.
a certain amount of pride when you are able to hand the keychain funnel to a valet parking attendant.
Sure, right. Sure.
It lets the world know that you are here. And you won't take no for an answer.
Right. The mark of excellence. Sure.
I wanted to say something. You were talking about helmets before.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, does anyone else think that girl in my poli sci class who has to wear a helmet is kind of hot?
She has a disorder of
like
some kind?
Epilepsy or something?
She had some kind of thing where she had to wear a helmet just mm-hmm. in case.
Just in case. All right, so could be a disorder of the nervous system, could be overprotective parents. Either way, she's hot.
Well, we
she's
wouldn't
kinda,
be...
She's kind of hot.
We hotter than a... Ashley?
No, but dude, for a chick with a helmet, pretty hot.
Pretty hot. All right.
We're not in a position to answer that question, but perhaps if there's some other USC students who aren't currently affiliated with a frat, maybe they could call in. Because you're taking bids right now. I mean, you're taking
we are
pitches. Right.
We are open because, look, Delta Fu is self-supporting in his membership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need, we are like a butcher. We need fresh meat to survive.
So you're soliciting right now. If people want to pledge, they can call?
They call into the show.
Mm-hmm.
I will interview them and see if they are candidates for it, Ben.
What kind of guy are you looking for?
Well, we are also looking for ladies.
Oh, really?
Really? So mm-hmm. any prospective Rushies, male or female?
Mm-hmm.
It's not open to anyone.
Right.
Sorry.
No, you have to be a certain breed of cat.
Right.
If you're cut out of the right cloth and you're Delta Fu material, they'll have you into the house. But first, a frat guy, you're going to have to pass through his HEPA filter.
So call into the show right now. And I'm talking to the deaf rat guy during the commercial. He's thinking big. He's, mm-hmm. I mean, he obviously has the charter house that has yet to be constructed. But beyond that, you're thinking chapters all over.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, Phoenix, even San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've opened your mind even to San Francisco.
I had a change of heart.
Oh, yeah, you're sort of against it. Yeah.
But here's the deal. Look, people ask me all the time, hey, how do I join Delta Fu? First of all, don't send me a picture of your hairy ass on the website. Okay, wait, fine, do that. But buy a t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Because we need to get some funding for this thing to start up. Do you have any idea how much a 20-bedroom house is in L.A.?
Right. How much for the mini keychain beer funnel?
I think it's $10.
Okay. Hold on a second. $10? It's very reasonable. I've spent up to $20 to $25 for my miniature keychain beer funnels in the past. So $10 sounds very reasonable to me. Ryan? Ryan from Fresno? All right.
Bro. Let's see. What's up, dude?
Not much. What's up?
What's happening, Ryan?
Not much. On my way.
Says here you think you can funnel more brews than Deaf Rat Guy?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I can.
What did he say?
He said he can funnel more brews than you.
Bro, who are you, Dane Cook? Are you doing a bit?
Brian, how many beers have you funneled? Ryan, how many beers have you funneled at one time?
At one time, I've done probably about 5. We have a huge industrial funnel because my buddy's dad works in a shop.
Uh-huh.
So we get those huge funnels from him,
mm-hmm.
and we take those down. I've done that in probably about, I want to say, 7 seconds or so, 7 to 8 seconds.
Deaf Rat Guy told me before the show he funnels a sixer before he gets out of bed in the morning. Are you kidding? 5 brews.
5 beers, dude. Don't come on the radio and start bragging about that, bro.
All right.
But you need, you do need pledges, though.
Dude, 5 beers.
Yeah.
Dave, you're all right. Dude, 5 beer funnel is nothing to shake my head at.
So he's not Delta Fu material?
No, he sounds like a pretty good dude.
He doesn't want to discourage him, but 5, that's a jumping off point, 5
if
beers.
Say,
yeah.
If you said 6 beer, then then we can have a conversation. But right now, it's sort of like, I'm not impressed.
Right. Brian?
Is this Adam?
Yes.
Adam, I think someone wrote down my name incorrectly. This is not Brian, this is the Brain.
Oh, the Brain. I'm sorry. Yes. It's just, I didn't get much sleep last night with the twins, and I just go with the closest name. The Brain. Yes, the Brain.
Yes, Adam, and congratulations on the birth of your fine twins.
Thank you. May you never meet them.
Oh, I'll take that in the spirit in which it was meant.
Please.
The Brain is what Moose calls his sack.
Really? But wait, doesn't he have 2 brains?
All right.
No, the whole thing.
The Brain, do you want? Do you want to join the frat?
Yes, Adam. That's my intention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He sounds like a serious nerd. Also, you're coming in with a name, which means Moose can't dub you with a name. It could get changed.
Well, I accept that. My intellectual capacity allows me to adapt to change.
Mm-hmm.
You're that nerd.
What do you do for a living, the Brain?
Well, I'm a professional student.
Okay. All right. And you think you're Delta Fu Gamma material?
Yes, I've analyzed the situation quite closely, and I feel that I would be an asset, bring up the grade point average, and provide intellectual stimulation to the other chaps.
All right.
The ladies.
All right. I'm wondering whether we
Chaps,
should...
Chaps, where are you from? San Francisco?
He is actually from San Francisco.
Yes, I'm from a very nice part of San Francisco, a very intellectual part of San Francisco.
He was formerly of the Phu Alpha Gamma House.
Now, Adam, I know what that stands for.
All right.
Wait a second, though. Maverick, before you cut bait with this guy, yes, big nerd factor, but on the other hand, on the plus side, he can do your homework for you.
Mm.
Listen, the brain, I'm not going to lie to you. Plenty will be hell, but if you're strong enough, smart enough, and you have the brain, it'll be totally worth it, dude.
All right, we need to take ourselves a little break. Perez Hilton in studio. Good to see you, Perez.
You too.
Wow, you look tired, buddy.
Wow,
you have a lot of juicy gossip for us coming
up? Yes, yes. I'm going to be talking about hookers, trailer trash, and babies.
Fantastic. So
three stories about Britney Spears?
That's to say. All right. More Def Frat Guy. Also dishing the dirt with Hollywood gossip queen Perez Hilton. 866-901-ADAM. If you want to join the Delta Phu Gamma House, give us a call. Yes, Def Frat Guy.
Bro, if you want to join, you can go on to deffratguy.com. But please, try my product.
We'll be right back after this.
Right. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, I'm Bobby Lee from Mad TV, and you're listening to Adam Carolla. He's really good looking for a white guy. 866-901-ADAAM. Did I say that right? Adam.
Yeah, there's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show.
Angelina Bright, her silence.
Worst is still to come.
The women Charlie Sheen was seeing.
With bridal gown.
Everything
really?
On Whitney and Bobby, including photographic evidence of her quote-unquote crack den.
Now let's check in with our own Hollywood insider, Perez Hilton's Hollywood Happenings. Visit PerezHilton.com. Adam Carolla gets the latest from the Hollywood Gossip Queen right now on the Adam Carolla Show.
Perez Hilton in studio.
That was such a lovely intro.
Welcome.
I love Crackden. Just hearing that over again makes me happy.
Deaf Frat Guy also still in the house.
The Delta Phu Gamma House is not going to be a Crackden.
Good to know.
Yes. It will be a beer swamp, but not a Crackden.
There'll be plenty of chick quacks.
Oh, yeah.
That's the food.
John, hang tight, Perez. We'll get to all the juicy gossip in a second. Let's just finish some business here. John?
Hey, what I can bring to the table for the Delta Phu Gamma is that I can polish off a fifth of Jaeger in about 2 hours.
Is that fast? I don't even know.
Let me give you the story, and then you'll determine that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first and last time I did this, then it was about 12 o'clock. I had finished drinking, and some friends, I'm from San Francisco, and some friends from Reno called and said, hey, why don't you come out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in my drunken stupor, I thought I could get there in a half an hour. 2 hours later, I'm in Sacramento driving, see the sign that says Reno, 120 miles. I say, screw this, I'm going back home.
I would laugh now, but I tuned out about 15 minutes ago, so I only got to the middle. I'll tell you one thing that's nice about that mini funnel keychain is it's perfect for funneling Jaeger. And as far as funneling beer, you know, you're going to have to dump a few beers into that thing to get it going. But Jaeger, it's perfect size, shot size, yes?
Yes, yes. Hey.
All right. Yes, Def Rec guy.
It's very discreet.
It's very discreet. That's what I like about that, because as we've talked about, who wants to deal with a clumsy full-size funnel when you're at the park, at the ball game, at church, during family functions? It's tough to negotiate. Also on the road as well. It's right on the keychain.
Listen, the gentleman who just called.
Yes. That is John, yes.
Yeah, I think his name's going to be Hedgehog. But look, this guy may not be spawning grain. The best storyteller in the world.
Yes, he was, yes.
But I'm pleased to announce I would like to extend this young man a bid. You shall be called to join the Delta Phu Gamma.
Wow.
Hedgehog.
How about that?
Hedgehog, what say you?
He hung up.
No. Because the reason is not for, you know, driving to Reno or being from San Francisco or right. whatever. It's the fact that funneling or drinking a fifth of Jägermeister
mm-hmm.
in 2 hours, that puts him squarely in mm-hmm. the 85th to 90th percentile.
Mm-hmm.
You've been running those numbers.
A fifth in 2 hours is about 80th to 90th percentile.
I hope
those
this,
are down to full numbers.
I hope this funneling... I hope this funneling thing sort of leaves the frat house and starts to expand globally. Like, instead of going wine tasting, you could go beer funneling. You go from different breweries to breweries. You have that funnel. You do the first one where you swish it around your mouth and you spit it in the spittoon, and then you funnel. You try the different ones, the lagers and the ales.
Here's a quick story. there was a... Mike F. was really bummed out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He just found out that there was a pretty good chance that he would have to repeat his sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
He failed.
Right.
His grades were really in the toilet, so mm-hmm. he comes into the house
mm-hmm.
with a bottle of vodka and a funnel.
Mm-hmm.
He does the whole funnel right there.
Right.
And people have gathered around.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the funnel goes down, it comes back up.
Ah, I see.
He puked it all out. And a couple of chicks were like, bro, that's disgusting. It's gross.
Right.
And he goes, no, I haven't eaten for 2 days. It's all booze. And everyone was cool with it.
Oh, I see, yeah, because it wasn't full of peas and carrots. That's, well, it's heartwarming. You should be on the lecture circuit right now. Toastmasters, perhaps, but you should be talking to young
sure,
people.
Sure, Hedgehog's no Spalding Gray, but you are.
That's right. Duke?
Hi, Adam, yeah.
Hi, Duke. You'd like to join the Def Rat Guys Fraternity, Delta Fu Gamma?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Listen, I want to say something. Adam, I get the sense that you're being a little bit glib.
Mm.
This is not a joke, bro.
Sorry. All right, you're right. I'm sorry. It does sound like kind of a joke. It's sort of a novelty thing, the beer funnels and everything. But you're deadly serious about this.
I just don't want you guys to be looking at me with that glib look.
Okay.
So, but you're sincere then about... building membership with Delta Fu.
Hell yeah, bro. When I go up to San Francisco mm-hmm. or Seattle, I want to go to Delta Fu friendly places
mm-hmm.
for late night, after hours, for what do you call it when you go after work? Happy hour.
Duke?
Hey, yeah.
Would you like to join Delta Fu Gamma House?
Oh, cool. Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I don't know. Do you think he's Delta Fu material, Def Rat Guy?
Adam, can I tell you what I bring to the table?
Yes.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm pretty good at contacting call girls, hookers, strippers, having them come to parties, you mm-hmm. know, paying them under the table, mm-hmm. pick up a little collection, maybe use some of our beer money for getting the chicks to come.
Mm-hmm.
Pay him a little bit if we.
So you're good at rounding up the ladies.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't call myself a whoremonger, but.
Mm-hmm. Huh. All right.
I don't know.
He sounds like there's a sleaze factor going on with Duke. I'd rather look at a guy like Scott. Scott.
Hey Adam, how's it going?
Good. What do you bring to the table?
Well, I have developed a anti-material potato gun.
How does that work?
Keep talking.
All right. You got to understand, this can't be used against people because I'm pretty sure it could literally kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's made out of high-test gas pipe. Instead of using the standard Aquanet propellant, we mm-hmm. use map gas, which is nice because multiple shots.
Uh-huh.
Only disadvantage, it's pretty bulky,
mm-hmm.
but our best shot with it was about 300 yards.
Mm.
We've also modified it to fire golf balls.
All right, let me
email me at deltafood.com. ASAP.
Let me say this. I will say this, that it does sound like a more effective potato gun than the Def Rat Guy's potato gun, but can you get through a metal detector with it? Because the Def Rat Guy's is made of either ABS or PVC pipe, and he can pass through any metal detector with it.
This could probably get through. It does have, like, two screws to keep the potatoes from going down to the gas chamber.
Mm-hmm.
But it should work out pretty well, man. It should work out pretty well.
All right, so it's not made of metal.
No.
Okay.
No. We use a high-test gas pipe that's made out of plastic.
Okay, we'll go ahead and email that to Def Frat Guy. And again, he sounds like Delta Foo material to me.
I think that, you know, what we should do is if we can get enough pledges together in the various areas, maybe you could go up and have a launch party with them at a bar or something like that, Maverick.
Exactly. And real estate in other areas is cheaper, so we can actually have chapter houses where we can do all this stuff. But I want to say something to all these people out here. Joining a fraternity is the biggest decision of a young man's life.
True.
Maverick.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, there you go.
Listen,
the more you know. I'll tell you
what. Look, I almost died during pledging.
Really? Do you think there was a reason that you lived?
The doctor said he had never seen anyone stomach get pumped so many times. And the reason, look.
Yeah.
My mortal body can leave this earth.
Right.
But the Delta Foo will never die.
Wow.
And that's what is so attractive about this.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to be a part of something like that, join the frat then.
The promise, you know, like the 70 virgins or whatever, we're talking about the land where sick beer funnels. I want you to have for breakfast.
You're saying this is your Valhalla.
It's
this
utopia.
Is where you go
you
after
go
you die when you're Delta Foo.
You get up there and like every morning you wake up with two hot chicks' asses in your face.
Well, by the way, there is already a chapter in Dallas.
Actually, you know what? Don't do it.
Are you okay, Maverick? I know your move that they took the trouble.
He gets a little emotional when he talks about
sometimes,
the hereafter.
Sometimes.
Uh-oh.
It's okay.
I get a little bummed out about my hearing.
And the hell that the former Teak members will go to after they pass on.
Listen, you guys got to look at yourselves and say that, you know, the guy on my left and the guy to my right, they might not make it through this process.
Right.
It couldn't be hard. Maybe the hardest thing you ever do.
Hey, it's like the Navy SEALs. Mm-hmm. 3/4 of these people are going to drop out before the first week. But if, in fact, you make it, and then when you pass on one day, you go to a place filled with 6 beer funnels and ass in your face before you even get out of bed. Wow. I'll tell you, I'm in.
Sounds pretty good to me.
We need to take a break. Perez?
Yes.
Sorry, baby doll. We got okay. You out of bed for this. We're going to hear what's going on in the Hollywood gossip scene. Give us a little tease before we go to break.
I think Nick Lachey maybe joined the Defu frat.
Delta Foo?
Delta Foo. Delta
really?
Foo. Yeah, maybe.
Well, I think Perez knows if Sandra Bullock is pregnant, for one thing.
Yes.
Perhaps.
You'll have
Perhaps
to wait.
You forgot to pull out?
Tune in. Oh.
No, I'm joking. He's never had sex with a woman. Perez Hilton in studio. Def Rat Guy. Nice work as usual.
Hell yeah. Thanks, bro.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Hollywood Gossip after this.
For more Hollywood Gossip, check out Perez Hilton online at PerezHilton.com. More Adam coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
This is Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Probably in your car, stuck in traffic. Too bad.
Well, where do we go? First off, I'm going to thank great comedian Robert Schimmel just for coming in and dropping off a gift for the young
sweet.
Twins. He's been up all night, so he says. It seems like he's been up more than just one night. It really is a mess. Anyway, Bob Schimmel, thank you very much. Also, 2/3 of our nerds have arrived. Patton Oswalt is here. Also, Dana Gould. It struck us that we have to lay some action down on this and give some odds as well.
I contacted the Mirage in Vegas, and here are the early odds. Right now, Dana Gould apparently the long shot at 4-1. Mm-hmm. Brian Posehn, a lot of knowledge, but does he have the fire to pull through?
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's coming in at 5-2. And the reigning champion, who's defeated several of our in-house nerds, even money.
Right. Patton Oswalt, not only does he have the knowledge, but he has the intestinal fortitude.
Yeah. Right.
He really is a Marine when it comes to nerd
and
trivia.
And also, he's a little bit of a veteran. You know, he's been in here before.
He knows what it's like.
Yeah.
He's been to the show.
I got $20. I got $20 on him.
All right, we have to work with the odds, because you bet 20 on Patton, you're going to get back $13 or something like that.
I'll take that bet.
All right. First, Perez Hilton, Gossip Queen, Hollywood Gossip Queen. PerezHilton.com is where you go to find out all the information on all the celebrities. Welcome, Perez. Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
So, quickly, what is going on in Hollywood?
Well, I'm not even kidding. I really think Nick Lachey may be joining the Delta Fu. He's been going through so many chicks lately. He did the beauty queen, that Lizzie Arnold, or mm-hmm. he did the Kristen Cavallari girl. Mm. And now, not once, but twice, he's hooked up again with MTV VJ Vanessa Minnillo, who's been on the cover of Maxim and is kind of pretty hot.
You know, the whole thing where he got dumped, usually you have the stink of failure on you when you get dumped by a woman and other women smell it on you, and it's the opposite of a pheromone. Mm-hmm. It is a retreat of moan. They can't get away from you fast. For some reason, everyone sees him and goes, oh, I want to nurse him back to health.
Well, he also has a lot of money, which helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's good looking, has a lot of money. But the women, it have turned sympathetic to his cause. And they all want to mother him.
Yeah.
So in spite of the denials, though, because I've heard both of them say, so he has actually been with in between the sheets with Vanessa Minnillo.
Oh, there's even pictures on PerezHilton.com of them making out in Mexico. They went to Cabo San Lucas, had a little romantic getaway, and they also were spotted in Atlantic City. There's like some big fight, you know, dudes punching
each
other. And they went to the after party at this club and were getting freaky.
Well, I think Dave just got back on the masturbatory train. He'd been derailed for a few hours because of what happened to Big Ben. But now he's back on. Yes, Dave?
Why does he get to have her?
Right.
She's some woman.
I don't like her that much. I like the other one better.
You don't find her
You like Kristen Cavallari?
No, I like her too, but I like the other one from the other. What the hell's the other one from the other the other entertainment show? Who's really cute.
Vanessa Menounos?
Yeah.
Maria Menounos.
She is
right.
Hot.
She's hot.
And coming on strong, too.
Yeah,
she had a few pounds, looking great. Yeah. All right. What else you got, Perez?
Well, you know, the summer and it's getting hotter, the celebrities just get a little freaky and they're starting mm-hmm. to couple up. And Orlando Bloom has been dating Kate Bosworth for a really long time. But over the weekend at a charity event in England, he was seen making out with Claire Danes, who's allegedly still with Billy Crudup. Mm-hmm. And the two of them met, Claire and Billy, while Billy was dating Mary Louise Parker and she was still pregnant. Ooh, the scandal. But speaking of pregnancy, Jack Black and his wife just gave birth. Adam is not the only one.
Mm, but stealing my thunder.
I know. But you know, on PerezHilton.com, there are the baby pictures of Sonny and the little girl.
Natalia.
Oh. I was going to say Carolina, but I got
look at them. Down. Yeah, they look cute.
I was concerned at first because there wasn't a picture of the two of them together, so I wasn't sure if I would get two of the boy or two of the girl. I was hoping...
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell them apart already?
Yes, I can. The boy smells of pimento loaf. That's how I can tell. I had to actually put a scent on them so I could tell.
Is Sandra Bullock pregnant?
Now, it's been rumored. You know, when girls start to wear baggy clothing, everybody assumes they're pregnant.
Right.
And it had been rumored for a while that Sandra Bullock was pregnant with her, you know, tough dude husband, Jesse James. But now E! Online's Ted Casablanca is saying that she is indeed pregnant.
Mm. Also, you know, the one I always like and the one I never knew is when the roots start growing out.
Oh,
when
one.
You see the blondes and the brown roots growing out or the gray coming in, it means they're pregnant because they can't dye their hair anymore.
Right.
That's like the J-Lo situation
that
keeps showing
situation,
photos
right.
of her.
Can't someone invent a goddamn dye that pregnant chicks can use? That's my next move. That's where the money is. You can't use henna or something? You can't dye your hair when you're pregnant?
You can, but after the first 3 months, I've discovered.
My wife is on the phone. Lynette?
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
Morning. Good.
How are the twins doing?
They're doing really good. They're the boy is awake, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
But she's sleeping, and she's always sleeping. She was up most of the night last night because she slept all day for 2 days straight.
Yeah, a lot of people think, oh, boy, this is going to be tough on you, Adam, your wife getting up, doing the feedings, tending to the kids. I like it. I love to see someone get out of bed before I do. It makes me feel great just to lie there. There's no feeling than hearing somebody. Remember when you had a roommate and the guy had to get up and go do something, catch a plane or something, just hearing his keys and hearing him in the bathroom stuff, and you're just lying there in your nice, cozy bed. Me and Molly, girl.
No.
That's the dog. My girlfriend's name, Monique. Not someone else. Lynette?
Yes.
All right, so the kids are good?
They're doing really well, yeah.
Perez has put their pictures up on his website.
Oh, which pictures? Who took them?
High school prom. What do you think?
They're from the hospital. They're in their little hospital cribs that say it's a girl, it's a boy.
Oh.
Yeah. There's also my sister holding one of them as well.
Aww.
Can I ask a question, Lynette?
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations. The babies are gorgeous.
Thank you.
So does that thing happen where you have the babies and then instantly you know how to be a mother and it comes naturally?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Really?
Britney Spears knows that one.
Unless you call crying and yelling at me, do something, instantly knowing how to be a mother.
Well, that's probably what I would. Are you exhausted?
I'm feeling okay. I mean, we have help, so... You know, which is nice, but you know, their feedings are, you know, they got to eat every 3 hours, and there's times two, so it's the window in between their feedings is pretty short, and I'm the one that's got to feed them, so it can be exhausting, yeah. But
and it's weird because you have somebody else living in your house. I don't even
they're
like
not living here. They're
well, they're there enough. They're only there when I'm there. Let's put it that way. I don't even like me in the house. That's how private I am. I don't like living in a house with me in it. I went to kiss the kids goodbye this morning at 5:15, and the nurse was on the pot, and I could hear it.
Oh.
You had a nurse?
Listen, she's a woman. She's not a robot.
You had yourself a nurse. Wow.
Oh, listen, you throw money at the problem. Believe me, they're going right from the nurse to military school.
Well, that's the new trend, actually. That's what Gwyneth Paltrow did. She hired a nurse after the baby was born, and the nurse was around for, I think, 3 months or something.
Sure. No, she's going to be around till these kids are in high school. Yes, Lynette?
To me, I can't imagine one. Now I think, like, you know, I always thought having a baby is a lot of work and everything, but now that I have two, I think one would be just, be such a breeze. But times two with the feedings and the changing. But Adam's been doing pretty well, huh?
Yeah.
Has he changed any diapers?
Yeah, in the hospital. He hasn't changed one since we got home, but...
Yeah. Haven't gone number two since we got home, I don't think. It's only been 2 days. I don't know their schedule. I'm guessing once, twice a week. Listen, baby, I'll take care of those twins.
Okay.
And bring me a beer over to the studio, would you please?
Okay.
Kids will be fine.
All right.
Congratulations again, Lynette.
Thank you.
All right. There's my beautiful wife. Perez, what else?
One last
Kimmel
item.
Kimmel wants me to sue you, by the way, for putting the pictures of my kids on your website.
Great. Yeah. People magazine almost threatened to sue me recently, too, for the whole Brad and Angelina baby pictures, but thankfully that didn't happen.
And they didn't do it.
Mandy Moore's writing you letters to your website to tell you to cease and desist.
Oh,
very exciting. Means you got
Mandy.
Juice.
I know. She's so prissy.
Sue him, Corolla. Sue
She's
him.
She's like vanilla ice cream.
Take this punk down.
All right.
Well, you know...
By the way, his office is a coffee bean and tea leaf, and he doesn't even have a landline in his apartment. So what do you think I could get out of this guy? What do you drive? What do you drive? An 88 Citation? What is your form of transportation? Yes, moped?
Don't judge me by my car. I drive a 99 Honda Accord by the name of Princess Snowflakes.
What do you think your total net worth is?
What's your total net worth?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I'd have to sit down and figure it out. I'm guessing you could do that in about 10 seconds, right?
Perhaps.
There's nothing. What I'm saying is he's a bar rag that even if I ring it, I won't get a drop of beer out of it.
Well, look,
you know what I'm saying?
There are 7 coffees on his coffee card. So if people sue him.
At least
him,
I could take that.
Right. If you're only 3
it's
away from a free
that,
cup.
It's not even that. It's just I've been really busy and I don't have the time
send
to
the
set
message.
Up all those things.
Send the right, message, no. Carolla. Give us, take them down.
Give us one more tidbit and then we'll get going with
our
nerd
off.
Well,
you know, as Lynette said, it's not easy after you give birth. And Britney Spears has showed that for all of us. You know, it's hard when the paparazzi are taking pictures of every mistake. So Britney's fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
And she did an interview with Matt Lauer that's going to air tomorrow Thursday on the Today Show and then Dateline. And I'm just obsessed with it. There's clips that have made it online now where she breaks down and she cries. She's like, you have to remember, we're people. Mm-hmm. And the best part, though, was she tried to justify earlier this spring when she drove with her son on her lap in the car. She's like, you know, I did it with my dad, too. We're country.
Yeah.
When she said she did it with her dad.
Yes. Her dad's pants were around his accelerator foot when they were driving.
Just trying to clarify. Yeah. I don't want you getting sued again.
Look, here's the whole thing with Britney Spears. I've been saying it for a long time. Talentless. Not untalented, but really doesn't possess any discernible talent.
She had a talent in a way that, you know, she could sell it.
She could sell it, yes. But she was manufactured. She's a good, solid 8, and she's now a 6 in the looks department.
Below
6. She doesn't have the pipes. We'll never hear from her again. We'll keep hearing the stories. She'll never come back. She doesn't have the talent to do it. Now, people, as I brought up before, like Mariah Carey, they go AWOL. They have a guy chasing them around with a butterfly net, and they have to stay in a magical padded room with a view of the garden for a year, but they come back. Why do they come back? They possess talent. God touched Mariah Carey, gave her incredible pipes and a beautiful rack, and now she gets to come back. Britney Spears, no talent.
Well, she was
won't
touched,
come back.
But maybe just by her dad.
Won't come back.
According to Perez.
She's done. Thank
done.
You. The more you know. Speaking of not coming back, Perez, thanks for coming into the studio, buddy.
You can have my Honda Accord anytime.
Nice, nice job. Go to, what is your website again? Give that out.
PerezHilton.com.
Find out all the dirt before the celebs sue him right off the internet. All right, now, as promised, big celebrity nerd off coming up. We have grand champion Patton Oswalt out there, Brian Posehn, Dana Gould, some of the greatest nerds, some of the greatest comedic nerdish minds in America. Nerd off. We'll set odds. We'll work it out. Money will change hands. Tears will fall. And a champion will be crowned after this.
The more you know, the more you listen. The Adam Carolla Show.
All right, Brittany, you're the St. Pauli girl.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone has seen the Sierra Nevada girl. Butch lesbian. Harry Pitts. Thick tree trunk legs.
Ruska?
There's only one. An Adam Carolla Show.
Not so far, far away.
What we're trying to do is get our celebrity nerd off going.
Dana Gould.
Nerd!
Patton Oswalt.
Nerd!
Brian Posehn.
I'm retardus.
All formidable nerds.
George Taylor.
Zalderon.
The Color Yellow.
Bane.
Beast. Iceman. And Cyclops.
Dice.
Dagobah.
Wampa.
But only one will walk away with the title in the celebrity nerd off.
I had a cat named Wampa. That's how I know that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know
something.
What you won, but I'm ruling out dignity.
It's time for the Adam Carolla Show Celebrity Nerd Off Tale of the Tape.
Wow, finally. And this should really be a pay-per-view. We shouldn't be giving this kind of entertainment right. away. We have, of course, Dana's here, Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn. This time there are stakes. They have, I know many of you have one of these at home already. It's an actual functioning Darth Vader light, what is it, a lightsaber?
Oh, come on, Mr. Right. Cool. You don't even know that it's a
this
lightsaber.
I called it lightsaber James. For many, many years.
But now you're going to have to find the way of the Sith, though, because it is a Vader special.
Right. Now, I know you guys probably already have one of these in the car, but do you have one for the boat or the RV?
I have 3 in my ass right now.
I don't have one that's not covered in lube, so we're going to have a dry one.
All right. Well,
mine's very battle damaged. It would be nice to have a pristine in-the-box lightsaber.
It'll be nice to have one to put out when your folks come over.
Yeah.
All right.
I see you still have the lightsaber, honey.
You
guys smoke the pots out of that.
They're all formidable, every one of you. Now, I was not here when Brian Posehn came in. I was off at the hospital, but I hear he is a powerhouse.
He did a dynamite job. My only concern coming into this is, you know, Patton has the fire to go with the knowledge. Posehn seems to be very skilled himself, but will he summon the grit required?
Yeah, he's a little laid back.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's my concern. That's why I laid the early odds at 5-2 on Posehn.
They say it's not the size of the nerd, but the size of the fight in the nerd. Right. Yes. And I think that's why
they do say that.
But I just, that's exactly what they
I'm
say.
I'm just laying back quietly like Cuba Gooding in radio.
Dana is no slouch himself.
No, he's not. But his particular discipline is apes, Planet of the Apes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's coming in at 4-1 odds, the long shot.
Right, but I'd like to remind you that they didn't teach radio. Radio taught them.
Dana, yeah. So Dana coming in at 4-1.
4-1, and the favorite, the man who's defeated our in-house nerds twice now, Patton Oswalt, even odds. I am going to begin the gambling with I'm going to put $20 on Posehn.
Mm-hmm. And Posehn's coming off at what odds?
5-2. Who sees
five,
that action?
5-2. I like the way that sounds, too. What do you think, Teresa?
I'd like to put a little action on Patton. $20.
All right. Yeah.
$20. Even
Thank
money.
Thank you, Hottie.
Even money with Patton. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and put 20 on the dark horse, Dana Gould.
Yeah.
I feel like these guys are, you know, I feel like they came in cocky. I feel like they're ready. They're just ripe for the pick in these two, and
I'm the only one in this competition, by the way, wearing a big boy shirt.
That's I great. Like that kind of confidence.
When
all
this
right.
is done, we're all losers. Right? Yeah. Yeah. No matter who wins, we're
here's
all losers.
How we're going to do
we
it.
We lost and we show up.
let's go ahead and give you guys will sound off. You know how the game works. Mike Dawson is going to read the question. When you think you know the answer, you chime in. First to five will win, and then we go in. We'll eliminate one nerd,
we'll
and then we go.
Finals, yes.
We go into the finals
round. So whoever
round.
Has the lowest score at the end of round one will be eliminated.
Right. Also, you guys will have to chime in. We'll need words for you. So, Brian Posehn, why don't you yell virgin if you think you know the answer?
All right.
Dana, you yell geek. All right. Patton, you yell wusser.
Wusser?
Or wussy. We'll accept either one.
Never heard of the term wusser.
How about spaz?
Spaz. I like that.
Are you going to go with spaz?
Yeah.
So again, Dexter? Virgin, geek, and spaz.
Got it.
All right. Everyone ready? Let's begin.
Welcome to the Adam Carolla Show Celebrity Nerd Off. These geeks have climbed from their parents' basements to the height of C-list stardom. But only one can be the celebrity nerd champion. Here are your contestants. From the comedians of comedy, a 38-year-old who played Dungeons & Dragons last night, Patton Oswalt. From The Simpsons, a 41-year-old who owns an authentic chimpanzee mask from the original Planet of the Apes, Dana Gould.
Nerd.
And from Just Shoot Me, a 39-year-old who has written his own comic book called The Last Christmas, Brian Posehn.
Yeah.
Yay.
Contestants, you are playing for a master replica Darth Vader Force FX lightsaber collectible with realistic metal hilt, authentic sound effects, and a glowing red blade. A $130 value.
Wow.
Adult supervision required.
All right. So, we ready to begin?
Nobody said anything about a realistic metal hilt.
Everybody, it's important not to get that part inside of you. Otherwise, you have to go to the emergency room. All right.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
We ready to go, Mike?
Absolutely.
Let the games begin.
From the Lord of the Rings, who cut off Sauron's finger? Who cut the ring off Sauron's finger?
Oh.
I've never seen. All right. Wow. We got out of the gate with a difficult one. What is the answer, by the way?
Isildur.
Isildur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Next category.
Star Wars. Mm-mm. What is the name of the Jedi character played by Samuel L. Jackson?
Spaz!
I heard spaz.
I forgot. But that's not your word. It's
They told me spaz.
It got modified to spaz.
It was wuss.
He didn't like wuss or wusser.
Mace Windu.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes. All right.
And what does he wash with?
What does
Mace Windu cleaner.
Oh, Dana, leave.
By the way, if you chime in with the wrong answer, you will lose a turn.
I'm against questions from the last three Star Wars.
Pan is off to 1-0 start. Let's continue.
From 70s superhero cartoons, what was the name of the Wonder Twins' monkey?
Spaz.
Oh, wait a minute. Spaz was louder, but I think I heard the V from Virgin come out first. Yes, Brian Posehn.
It's Gleek, right?
Yes, it is. It is Gleek. Very close. We're going to give that one to Posehn.
But I still drew first blood.
1-1.
You know, somebody is so mad at us that we missed the Lord of the Rings thing.
Are you kidding?
There's a nerd just like...
The phone lines Matt are lighting Selman, up right now. Yeah.
Matt Selman is putting his head through a window right now.
Let's continue, Mike.
Punching everything in his house.
from the Planet of the Apes. Uh-oh. Which two actors from the original Planet of the Apes appear in the 2001 remake?
Geek.
Go ahead, Geek.
Oh, do you want me to tell you? Charlton Heston and Linda Harrison.
Wow.
Nice.
Woo! Nonchalant.
One. Yeah, we're all tied up. Let's continue.
Comic books. In Batman, what was the Penguin's full name?
Spaz.
Me.
Wow.
I
think I heard Spaz first. Yes, go ahead, Spaz.
Oswald Cobblepot.
So amusing.
My favorite people that you occasionally run into are the arrogant nerds. Yeah. Oswald Cobblepot, yeah. He's from Krypton.
Please, yes.
Can we move on?
You've insulted him.
Yeah, and he's completely wrong.
Yeah.
Well, he was in the second Star Wars film, The Penguin.
How dare you, sir?
All right. Continue, Mike.
From Dungeons & Dragons.
Nerd, yes. Nerd who does not know his place.
From Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, Jesus.
Name the two co-creators of the original Dungeons & Dragons. The two co-creators.
I know part of that.
I know one of them. Wait a minute.
And Mira and Jerry.
I'll accept one name.
Virgin.
Oh. I'm going to take Brian just to keep it close.
Yeah. Gary Gygax.
All right, we'll accept
it's
that.
E. Gary Gygax.
Yes. Ooh, wow.
I say half points for each.
Half point?
That's what I vote.
All right, we'll split the point. 0.5 for Brian, 0.5 for Pat.
Forget his initial, how dare you.
So I far, Pat, it. Pat now to a lead, 2.5.
You look nerdier if I said, eat Gary Gygax. Yay. But Gary Gygax sounds cooler.
Here we go, Mike.
In classic video games, name three of the four ghosts from
Spaz.
The original.
Wow. Go ahead, Spaz. What was the rest of the question,
no,
by the
no,
way?
No, does he get the right? I don't think he gets it.
Go ahead, Spaz.
He gambled.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Inky, Blinky, and... Wait a minute. Inky, Blinky, and...
Stinky.
I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Brian Jones.
Damn.
Pinky, right?
Pinky is one.
Pinky
and
one of them?
Clyde.
Yeah.
Is the last one.
Mm. Now, Spaz must sit out one now.
Oh.
Here we go. Hope it's not a D&D question.
Don't I get a half point for getting the third one?
In a fair world, yes.
Yeah.
The category is Transformers. What is
Dr. Renee Richards?
What is the name of the leader of the Autobots in the original Transformers cartoon?
Virgin.
Oh. Sound effects. Brian Nerd is indignant now. Where were you when we had
got
our Nerd
Virgin? Yes, Optimus Prime, right?
Wow! So let me get this straight. 2.5 versus 1. It is very close. All right, let's
Gould
do.
Lagging. I don't even I watch know. That, and I know that.
When that show was on, I was very busy spackling my brother's Playboy collection.
We will now do one. Let's do one more question. If Dana Gould does not get this one right, we're going to have to ask him.
Maybe if I get this wrong, I'll have to go and call my children. Check on my mortgage.
Here we go.
The category is Clash of the Titans.
Oh, Jesus.
What is the name of the creature Perseus kills at the end of Clash
spaz.
Of the Titans?
Go!
I heard spaz.
The Kraken! Kraken.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wow. It's Kraken.
In the movie, they say summon the Kraken. They don't pronounce it Kraken.
Well, Adam, will you accept?
Go home and get your fucking shine box.
Kraken. I'm sorry, Dana.
Okay. Can I stay in the studio?
Do you go to Kraken Auto Parts?
No, I go to Rutger Hauer's Godga Auto Parts. Thank you.
In other words, like so many arguments that you claim to win, it begins with, well, Harry Hamlin pronounces it this way.
I always go to Harry Hamlin. Always.
Janet on line one says, I miss. Mistake was made. Janet?
Hi, Adam. How's it going?
Good. How say you?
Nerd girl, and she doesn't sound obese.
Shut up.
What was the mistake that was made?
The mistake was on the Pac-Man question, there were 5 ghost monsters in total, and 1 ghost monster was left out, and it was the female ghost that was left out. Her name was Sue.
All right. They only asked for 3 names.
Only 3 were asked for, and 3 were given.
But when he was reading off the rest of them...
She's sounding heavier.
Let me tell you something.
You're right, nerd.
Nerd excuses are like a-holes. Everyone has one, and they all stink.
Whatever, jock.
I love that
Can
one.
Can there be an audio montage of me answering my one question?
We need to take a break. The nerd finals are coming up. It's going to be between Brian and Patton. $200 and an authentic lightsaber riding a $200 gift certificate over at Craig and Auto Parts.
For real?
Yes, for real.
Oh. Hello, floor mats.
I'll get a TIE fighter decal for my left rear window.
We'll take a... perhaps you can get that decal of Calvin urinating on the Chevy bow tie or
nice.
Something classic. Like
there
that.
You go.
$200 over at Kragen plus an authentic Star Wars lightsaber. Ugh. Up for grabs after this.
Right now on The Insider, therapist starts your engine. Corolla has twins.
It's my job to tell you that you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. That was easy. It's The Adam Carolla Show. Prove you can be a celebrity and still get beaten up for your lunch money. Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn, and Dana Gould compete to see who is the king of Nerd Mountain in the final round of the Adam Carolla Show Celebrity Nerd Off.
Oh, thank you for turning my mic on. This is huge. Dana Gould has been taken off the field of play. He's up in the announcer's booth with the commentators. The only one left, Brian Patton. This is where the rubber meets the road, fellas.
There can be only one.
Now, for the finals, we're going to change the format here.
Oh, boy.
It's a head-to-head format. Mm-hmm. You both will be required to name a single name from the list that you will soon be asked. Name one character's name, and then trade back and forth until you run out of steam. One or the other of you will run out of steam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, please, pose the question.
Wait.
Hold on. Hold on. You're also, first off, playing for that $200 gift certificate over at Kragen and the actual lightsaber.
And pride.
And pride, of course. Eric? You would like Patton Oswalt to play for you?
Yeah, he's a winner.
All right, so he will be your celebrity
that guy's
nerd.
Really excited.
So I will be in the booth. Both men fingering their inhalers
with anticipation. All right, and so Eric Patton is going to play for you, And let me put you on hold.
May a crazed asthmatic finger your inhaler.
Zach?
Yes, sir.
Brian Posehn will be playing for you.
Brian Posehn will be playing?
Yes. Uh-oh. Legendary nerd and comic, Brian Posehn.
Okay.
Well, you sound disappointed.
Who would you like to play for you?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Adam. This is Zach from Las Vegas.
Oh, you're just calling in? Oh, Zach is the Ass Kiss Rodeo champion.
That would be me, sir.
Well, listen, do not look a gift geek in the mouth. You have a chance to win $200 and a lightsaber, so shut your nerd hole and let the great Brian Posehn play for you, all right, Zach?
Or I'll throw
absolutely
it.
Fair,
if you don't want to be a winner ever, then maybe I'll just throw
should,
it.
This is Brian Posehn. You should be on your knees right now with your gaze averted.
That's right. Keep your gaze averted.
Avert your gaze!
We ready to begin?
Yes, we are.
Again, new format. Go ahead, Sheck. Did you explain
it? I just would like to point out that the category is going to be the first three Star Wars, episodes 4 through 6, of course, Star Wars, a.k.a. New Hope, Empire, and Jedi. Those are the three. Forget, wipe clean from your memory the shoddy way ahead of you.
Done and done.
So I had that professionally done, by the way.
You guys will go back and forth until one of you runs out of an answer or a name, or both. All right? Now, who starts?
I think Patton, as our reigning champion, should decide. Would he like to go first, or would he like to follow up second?
I'll let Brian go first.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Name characters that have appeared in more than one of the original three Star Wars movies, not counting special editions.
And just one at a time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Back and forth. All right.
Posehn says Vader.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Skywalker.
Han Solo.
Princess Leia.
Chewbacca.
R2-D2.
C-3PO.
Now it becomes difficult.
Let me think.
10 minutes.
Yoda.
Jabba the Hutt.
I will say this. I think Posehn did not catch to skip the special editions aspect of it. That's where we sit.
It was said loud and clear.
Yeah, but he's in two. Yeah.
No, he's only in three.
In the special edition of Star Wars, he shows up.
Dana, can you help here?
The rules were murky. What I'm understanding now is that they had to appear in more than one of the original three, excluding the special editions.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That should have been in verbal highlight.
That was loud and clear. That was what I would call verbal highlight.
Okay. Well,
I just say that I think it's really wrong to be specific about these roles while our troops are fighting.
I, for one, say we should play on. Patton, it's up to you. In the spirit of sportsmanship, how say you?
I say we play on. I don't think you heard that.
Wow.
Let's give Brian special dispensation.
Wow.
I like that.
Do I keep going? Who's
been set? Well, now whose turn is it?
Yes, well, we'll be Patton's if we're accepting Jabba the Hutt.
Okay.
Boba Fett.
Nicely done.
Lando Calrissian.
Very nice.
Perhaps he was too gracious moments ago.
I can't believe you guys don't have this.
The only thing worse than not knowing the answer is having someone who got knocked out an hour ago going, I can't believe you don't have the answer.
Well, now we do the easy stuff.
Oh, sure. It's all easy now.
Star War. What's the missing letter?
Emperor Palpatine.
Nicely done. People forget about that in Empire we see him speaking with the helmetless Vader.
Obi-Wan.
Thank
Very
you.
Good.
That was driving me crazy.
We're down to three.
Wow, this is tight.
Hang on. Wedge Antilles.
Wow! There's no way that Zip Hussein comes back here.
What a competitor.
Wedge.
What an American. What a nerd. That is amazing, Brian. You look dumbfounded.
Porkins.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Time's ticking. No.
Porkins isn't in more than one. No, he's, yeah. I'm done.
Truly, wow. The chosen one, the strongest with the force, Patton Oswalt.
Let me tell you what just happened there. What? The champ knocked the contender out with a haymaker and then helped him off the canvas
yes!
and said, I will go another round with you. What a champion.
I do what Mike Tyson does. When he's done, he picks him up, gives him a kiss.
That's right.
And then but I go rape there, somebody.
Is there another? Is there one more left?
Yes, there
give
is.
A hint.
There
give a hint.
Left. They said there's two left.
Yeah.
Two left.
One of Boba Fett's pals, his adversaries, I guess, his peers.
No. What are the other?
Who?
I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but it's Dengar, the bounty hunter.
Is he
that
in...
would be Boba Fett's friend.
Wait a minute, Dengar is in Empire, but where is he in Return? Is he at Jabba's palace?
47
sure.
minutes, 22
I
seconds.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the canteen.
I think he's in the canteen.
And
in
there's
the first
another one.
One
as well. Mm. That's Admirable. Am I going to pronounce it wrong? Piet?
Admiral Piet.
Piet, that's right, because he's in Star Wars, and then he gets killed in Empire. He gets strangled.
Oh, that rat bastard, Admiral Piet, I knew it was him. That's my dad at home. I can't believe my own son missed Admiral Piet.
Eric.
I'm going to give myself a vasectomy.
Eric, Patton has just won you $200 over at the Craig and Auto Parts as well as, that's all he gets. He's not going to get the lightsaber,
oh,
is he?
No.
No, you'll be walking
my
home with that lightsaber.
My father wanted me to have that when I was old enough.
All right, Eric. Mazel tov to you.
Cool. Thank you.
Well, there it is. Again, the favorite one. No news to anyone in this studio, but still a spirited competition and one worth having again.
Hey, Brian gave as good as he got. He only went lost by one.
No, hey, Brian, don't hang your head. Do not hang your massive head. Do not do that. You walk out of here, head hell high, dip it so you can get under the doorway, and then hold it high again.
Second place isn't the first loser?
No. It's a podium finish, my friend.
It is.
You all had a podium finish. Oh. Nice job,
by
all
the way,
of you.
I had $20 on Patton, and can one of the nerds help me figure out with the odds how much I win? Because I'm confused.
Even odds. You win $40.
All
20
right.
from me, 20 from
there you go. Give it to her.
Thank you.
I hope you,
gentlemen.
May you buy tainted douche with that 20.
Is there any other kind?
We'll take ourselves a break. Thank you very much, guys. We'll be back with the news and sports after this.
Tainted douche.
Hey.
The more you know, the more you listen. The Adam Carolla Show.
Bob Schimmel has 6 kids, by the way.
How are things after? Was everything back to normal with your wife?
Really takes the romance out of it when you reach under your wife's skirt and it feels like you're feeding a pony.
Wow.
There's only one Adam Carolla Show.
Coming up tomorrow morning on the Adam Carolla Show, comedian Jim Florentine.
Now let's stop putting warning labels on the fattening food. They do it on the booze and the cigarettes, right? Yeah, so put it on the side of a Whopper box. If you keep eating these, nobody's going to f*** you anymore.
Dave Damashek's Jerk Report.
Judge rules, jerk!
And the drunk tree mascot stumbles into the studio.
I think you may need a bucket.
Let's get back to Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Jim Florentine, the great special ed from Crank Yankers as well. All right, that to look forward to.
And that Jerk Report is busting at the seams.
Really?
I just hope everybody stays in line because there is no more room left for more jerks.
Loaded for bear.
Yes.
All right, now it is time for Teresa Strasser and the news.
President Bush making a surprise visit today to Iraq to support the troops. Meanwhile, yesterday, Al-Qaeda appointed a new leader in Iraq. Bush already has some harsh words for the guy.
I think the successor to Zarqawi is going to be on our list to bring to justice.
To bring to justice or to blow up?
Tomato, tomato.
All right.
A British tabloid is reporting that Paul McCartney's ex may have been a high-priced call girl. After a full investigation by the tabloid, they turned up evidence that Mills earned $13,500 for a series of sexual encounters with both an international arms dealer and a prince. At least one former escort claims that Mills was, quote, a familiar face in our business.
They have local or regional arms dealers.
Always international.
It's jewel thieves and arms dealers. Always international. Never. I'm a jewel thief. Where do you work? Internationally? No, Glendale, Burbank area. Anything south of Foothill Boulevard. That's my territory.
And they always get the high-priced call girls, the arms dealers.
I got to tell you, I was thinking about this when I was driving in hearing about the story. I thought to myself, if I found out my wife was a call girl or anybody, my sister, anybody was a call girl, it'd be all about the price.
I did get an offer, by the way.
Oh, you did?
I have gotten an offer from somebody well-known in the sports world. $10,000.
$10,000?
Wow. Yes.
Really?
It's time.
I was a little...
John Madden offered you $10,000.
So, I cannot say who.
Wow. You must say who.
Yes, you can say who.
I will be sued if I say who, but I will say, I thought $10,000 was a little lowball.
Are you kidding? I mean, yes, you're worth $1 million, my dear, but $10,000.
You think that's high?
Second input.
No.
Yes. No. I don't go over 7,500 if we're just working the
Patrick
thing we
Waugh.
Name.
I will snuggle only.
All I'm saying is, Dave, if you found out your wife was a prostitute,
yes,
and she charged $20, you'd be like, you make me sick. If she charged $10,000, you'd be like, yeah, all right.
You're a businesswoman.
Yeah, right. I'd done a lot of strange things when I was in college.
Last night on Letterman, Paris Hilton commented on her latest CD and her passion for music.
Well, you know, this has been a dream of mine since I was a little girl. I've been playing the violin and piano since I was 6, and music is something I've always loved to do, mm-hmm. and finally I finished my album, and wow. I'm really proud of it.
And did you write your own music?
Yes.
Wow, so these are all songs that are meaningful to you in some way?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she built a time machine, went back 22 years, and wrote the UB40 song she's
yes.
now covering.
I think we have that.
Mmm.
Mmm. Here's the UB40 song. I think it's called Kingston Town. And then here's the Paris Hilton song. It's a little build up, and then it begins to sound strikingly mm-hmm. similar. Right about there.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's the same song.
Same
it's
song.
Just it's the reggae setting on a Casio.
Yeah.
This done in a nice studio.
And by the way, I would like to see Paris Hilton play the violin. I'm not quite sure what her skills are like.
I bet if I handed her a violin and told her to play it, at some point I would have to take it back from her, turn it around, and have her try again.
Was it Ed Too Tall Jones?
I don't, what?
The Cobra Dave Parker.
Is he
Who offered
English?
You $10,000 for
I
sex?
I cannot say, but I swear it's a true story.
And Chuck Muncy.
And this is Chuck Muncy.
It is a true, I really thought
Emerson
it was a joke.
Boozer.
Dikembe Mutombo.
It was
I know, Martine and Avertola.
Somebody in the, it was a man, and it was somebody in the basketball world.
Okay. A man of, ooh.
Moving on.
All right. Asian. We've narrowed it down to that.
Yao Ming.
A 49-year-old woman in England was doing a striptease. She was doing a striptease to that Shania Twain song, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Mm-hmm.
This is her story.
This must be ironic, by the way, the Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yes.
Am I just catching on to that?
Man, I feel like a woman.
So it's like, dude, I feel like a bitch.
Exactly.
All right.
So, anyway, this is
Come on, girls. We're going out tonight. Any song that starts off with them chatting in their speaking voice about what the song is leading into.
Well, she had this song. This is her story that she told a jury, that she was doing a striptease to this song and using a gun kind of as a sexy prop.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the striptease, oops, the gun went off and killed my husband.
Right.
Can I get a bullet sound? What does a girl got to do to get a bullet sound?
$10,000 and a BJ.
Thank you. That's
Leandro Barbosa.
No. Thank you.
Adrian Dantley.
World be free.
Listen, I'm in the middle of a news story. So
sorry.
What happened was the jury
the
did not...
Coop.
The jury
Cooper.
Did not buy the story.
AC Green's a virgin. Yeah, sorry.
The jury did not buy the story that she was just doing a striptease with a gun and accidentally shot him. They
Mitch
thought she Kupchak. Murdered him.
Yes.
Cornbread Maxwell.
And he was convicted of murder. What is so funny, Brian? All I wanted was one gunshot.
Hold
and I got,
on. I got an answer.
Yes.
Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins.
Paul McCaskey.
The human highlight reel?
Which one's from Love Tron? Planet Love Tron.
That's right.
Dawkins. Come on.
None of the above.
No.
I thought you
aren't even close.
All right.
You aren't even close.
All right. We hate this song. I feel bad for the guy who got shot by his wife.
To this song, Would You Hate to Die? Play the beginning. Can you play the beginning again?
Yeah, it'd be like me dying to Maneater.
Or a Prince song.
Oh.
Meadowlark Lemon?
This is the last thing you hear before you die.
Let's go, girls. Oh, shut up. Any song where the chick explains what it's going to take to get with me. Here's what I need. Here's what I want. Oh, just quiet,
well,
please.
Breska just explained that I have to rap. So I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
All right. Well, we have breaking news here. Daryl Hannah is on the phone.
Really?
Says she's Daryl Hannah.
Hold up. Is this
Daryl Hannah?
Yes.
Is this the Daryl Hannah?
Yes, it is.
All right. You know why I believe you?
Why?
You don't sound that much like Daryl Hannah. And if you were impersonating Daryl Hannah, you'd be trying to sound like her.
How do I sound?
That's you.
That is Daryl Hannah.
Thank you for calling in. What? Who's talking? Who's talking in the background?
That's John Quigley, who's up here with me.
Oh, are you guys trying to
save the South Central farm?
You guys trying to save the land up in South Central?
That's right. Uh-huh. We're trying to save the farm, which is the largest urban farm in the nation, for the farmers who live off the food that they grow here and their families.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Danny Ainge. No. And what can we do to help you, Daryl?
Well, you guys could call the mayor and ask him to step up to the plate. He's promised to try to save the farm when he was campaigning, and he has given many statements supporting the farm, but he's never really taken action on it, even though he promised to raise money and other things.
Well, I hear the guy who owns the land, and what is it, like 16 acres?
It's 14 acres, yeah. It's the largest urban farm in the nation, and it's farmed all by a very, very poor community that lives off the food that mm-hmm. they grow here.
And I heard that the guy wants to sell it for several million dollars.
16.3.
Oh,
he bought it for 5.2, 2.5 years ago from the city, but it had been given to this community in 1992 as a peace offering after the L.A. riots.
He gave it to the city, the owner.
No. It was bought from him by the city in 1982. 87, an eminent domain, because it was basically a junkyard, mm-hmm. and they paid him in 1987 4.8 for it.
So he's a shyster then.
Well, I don't want to call people names, but I just think that there's a better way of spending the taxpayers' money than following through with this eviction, since there's a deal on the table from the Annenberg Foundation and the Trust for Public Land, who are trying to negotiate to buy it at his full asking price.
Wow.
Wes Unseld?
All right. Here's what I want to say, though, Daryl. Help me understand this.
Yes.
Is this guy entitled to compensation for his land, or is it not his land to sell?
He was going to make, with the offer that's on the table, was going to make him more than three times the money that he bought it for 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to clear over $11 million.
But I guess what I'm saying is if it is, isn't it up to the courts to decide whether it's his land or not? And if it is, then there's nothing we can do. Isn't that true?
There actually is a court case pending on July 12th about the illegal sale of this land. But by then, this land could be bulldozed and already in the process of being turned into a warehouse for a Walmart, which is what one of the plans was for it.
Mm-hmm. Because what's going on, by the way, is a little bit of a renaissance here in Hollywood and in downtown areas that were considered almost lifeless a few years ago are now on the upswing, and this is part of it, right, Daryl?
Well, this, the Annenberg Foundation was hoping that this farm would be the centerpiece for its new program of the greening of L.A. They were hoping this would be the crown in that jewel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still hoping that even though the eviction is being carried out, that somehow people will come to their senses and still make this deal happen.
And now, are you down there chaining yourself to a tree or a bulldozer or anything?
Well, I'm up in about 40, 50 feet up in a walnut tree right now. Mm. They just chopped down an avocado tree, unfortunately, which was completely unnecessary.
You know,
I think they're going to try
tree
to bring Rollins. A cherry picker in here.
Daryl, you know what would really get some press on this? Not that it hasn't had enough, but would really get the tabloids going and stuff. If you chained yourself to me. As a protest.
You can work on that one, but I'm a little busy right now.
All right. No, all right. All right, Daryl. We will call the mayor. I get Devi Ragosa on the Brown line. I need to speak to him personally. I'll put an end to this. Oh, you know, Daryl, I'll tell you what. We'll call the mayor if you'll come
call
in.
Call the mayor. That
if
would you'll be fantastic. If you'll, I'll call Ralph Horowitz, the developer.
If you'll come into the studio one of these days and see us in person.
All right, thanks. I would love to do that.
All right, we'd love to have you.
The mayor, Fred Hoiberg, the shooting guard of the Pacers. No. Oh, I know. Final answer, Nate Tiny Archibald. Yes?
No.
How about Spud Webb?
No, but he's cute.
Vinny Johnson, the microwave. No.
Vinny Del Negro?
Not even close.
Wow.
Oscar Robertson.
All right. We're out of time for sports.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Daryl Hannah stole your thunder.
Yesterday was a day of national mourning. Today is a day of rebirth.
Right.
Seven lives.
We'll be take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back with Laird McIntosh from Treasure Hunt.
Daryl Hannah
on
just
NBC.
Made the jerk report.
After this.
Splash my ass.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Glenn Phillips and Dean Denning from Toad the West Rocket. You are listening to Adam Carolla, to whom we just talked. If you need to talk to Adam, Dean will give you directions.
Yes, please call Adam at 866-901-ADAM.
You'll be glad you did. Walk on
the
ocean.
The Adam Carolla Show.
And I'm listening to Jimmy Fallon, and it's just not near as funny.
This is Mom Kimmel. I just called to say that we're listening from rainy Brooklyn, New York, and are keeping Lynette in our prayers, and we love all of you.
Let's get back to it. Here's Adam on The Adam Carolla Show.
Lynette's, I should say, Jimmy's mom, sweet woman, and looks like Linda Lavin. As well, circa 1978.
Alice?
Looks like Alice.
Never occurred to me.
Laird McIntosh in studio. Treasure Hunters, name of the new show. NBC premieres Sunday, 8 o'clock. I am intrigued just from the commercials I've seen because I love these outdoorsy reality treasure hunting stuff. I love all this. So give us a quick synopsis of how the show goes.
Well, there's a lot of planes, trains, and automobiles. There's lots of different transportation devices. So it's big. It's big mm-hmm. money when you see it.
And you can win at home, right?
You can win at home. There's three or four different ways to play the game. We're still working it out as far as the actual treasure hunt. There's obviously the show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also going to be an internet version.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also going to be some text messaging. And you put them all together, and they spell Treasure Hunters as far as what's really... Today, what we would call the most modern treasure hunting.
How much could you win potentially? What is in
gold,
what,
bullion,
is
thousands
it, is it,
of billions
Is it actual literal treasure that they're going after?
I can tell you it's in the millions.
Really? In the millions?
That's what I can tell you.
In the millions. So the winner, and is it couples?
Well, there's a series of teams.
Mm-hmm.
There are three teams each.
Mm-hmm.
And you start off with five. Of three each,
mm-hmm.
and that's 15, of course, and then you've got something else.
Hold on, is this the nerd off, or are we talking about your show now?
No, this is actually Treasure Hunters.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
And then there's another series of teams, but I'll let you see that, because that's kind of an integral part of the show.
So. I'm reading here that you're a former magician, a former model. Easy on the eyes, I might add. Yes, Teresa?
Yeah, he's a handsome guy, very rugged.
Seems like all guys named Laird are hot. You got you and Laird Hamilton. Two new boyfriends. You were a technical advisor on Band of Brothers.
Yes.
How does that work? How do you go from the Las Vegas stage or the runway in Milan to being a technical advisor on Band of Brothers?
That started really with Warriors, Inc. A man named Dale Dye, Captain Dale Dye.
Sure.
Technical advisor, you probably have heard of him.
No, Captain Dale Dye, yes.
He's the quintessential military advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And I... started working with him pretty much, well, I don't know how many years now it's been. So I met him on Starship Troopers.
So you know about your whiz at World War II.
Whiz
trivia.
At World War II. I'm a history student and buff, particularly in the 40s. And I'd never served. And that was the one interesting thing with me and the cadre was that I was an actor and I had never served in any of the armed forces.
Laird McIntosh, Renaissance man. And Treasure Hunter.
And you were in Starship Troopers?
Yes, I was. I played one of the Marines. I didn't die, though. I was never killed by one of the bugs.
Awesome.
We need to take a break because we're running behind, and we don't want to just pop back and say bye. So we will take that now. Treasure Hunters, NBC, Sunday, 8 o'clock. We'll be back with the host, Laird McIntosh, after this.
There's more coming up.
Hell yeah.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Aloha, this is Laird Hamilton. You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, mahalo, Laird. Right back at you.
Nice, nice.
Like to make a little Laird sandwich. I ain't gay, but I would definitely go gay for either one of the Lairds, either Hamilton or McIntosh in studio. Treasure Hunters, name of the show. Former magician, former model. I was ready to hate Laird, but I can't. Just look at him.
It's hard.
It's hard.
He's too good-looking to hate.
Too kind.
He is.
Beautiful bastard.
You are too modest. Treasure Hunters, NBC, Sunday, 8 o'clock. Mm. So sort of a Amazing Race meets Survivor meets Da Vinci Code meets...
Meets lots of coinage and cash at the end.
How long is it going to take for somebody to win, and is somebody going to win?
Yes, there is. Someone is going to win. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's not going to be told today. But sure. Yes, somebody is going to win. You'll have to wait and see. I mean, if you look on NBC.com, you're going to find out all the different teams that are involved. And there's everything from the Southie Boys to the Geniuses to team. There's a Miss USA team. And
How many episodes do we have to look forward to, by the way?
Well, we'll start with a two-hour special on Sunday, and that's going to be this Sunday after the U.S. Open, and then Monday, our regular time slot at 9 p.m., and we shot 10 in total, and the first Sunday is really going to be the first two.
Right, and but you haven't shot the last one yet,
no,
right?
That's still...
up in the air.
Yeah, that's still up in the air.
All right, well, I'll look forward to watching. I love that kind of... I love reality. I love the island, the treasure hunting. I love all that. And of course, anyone named Laird is okay with me. Even if it was a chick. Even if there's a... Oh, wait a minute. No, that really sounded gay. All right, David Alan Greer in tomorrow. Jim Florentine. You know him as Special Ed. Tomorrow, Drunk Tree mascot as well. Laird McIntosh, thank you very much for coming in.
Pleasure.
Treasure Hunters this Sunday, 8 o'clock NBC. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying... Mahalo.